NARIC is your record industry knowledge network.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. My name is Tess Taylor. I'm the president of the National Association of Record Industry Professionals. Delighted to have you with us here this evening for our advertising music supervisor session with Gabe McDonough. I'm very happy to have Gabe with us here tonight. If you could please all mute yourselves on the Google chat, that would be terrific. And before I introduce Gabe, a quick word about NARIC. For those of you who are here for the first time, and we do have a few first-timers here, NARIC is the biggest music business network in the world. We promote career advancement, communication, access, and education in the music and record industries. Once the music has been made, then what? Then NARIC. We help you figure out how to market, sell, distribute, place, license, publish it. Get it out there, monetize it, make not just a living, but hopefully a good living. So we're based here in Los Angeles with nine chapters around the world, including London, and we're now in our 17th year, and we are the leading record industry organization for access and education in this business. So I'm very happy with our growing membership. Most of you here tonight are members. If you have an interest in our activities and other things that we do, have a look at NARIC.com, and be sure to sign up on our mailing list if you're not on it already. So if you enjoy the program tonight, please tweet about us. You can follow us at NARIC. You can follow me at Tess Taylor, and you can follow Gabe at Gabe McDonough. Say nice things about us, please. We've got tons of upcoming NARIC events. I've just scheduled three or four of them, which are not even on the website yet. We do have one coming up with Andy Gowan, a film and television music supervisor session on September 10th. He does a lot of major network shows, which is fabulous. I have just confirmed Jackie Schumann of Goodyear's Music Supervision on October 14th. She works with a company that does most of the music for Apple, among other clients. And I've also confirmed Andrea Von Forster, who will be doing a session in Atlanta for us on November 10th. We have, in fact, this evening a simultaneous NARIC event going on in Atlanta, How to Market and Monetize Music, which is probably ending right now. And we'll be having a brunch in Boston coming up in November. Check the website, NARIC.com, for dates and details. And very soon, perhaps, even a chapter in Nashville, for those of you Nashvillians. All right. So the success of our music supervisor sessions speaks for itself. I think the 200-plus placements that we have is just the tip of the iceberg, the very cool things that have happened as a direct consequence of these sessions. The collaborations make me very happy as well. The fact that many of our members are now working with other members, and the fact that you can now have ongoing interaction with people like Gabe and previous guests, this is the key to, I think, a successful career, is not just a one-time attendance, but to establish a relationship that will help to bear fruit in the future. So we've had hundreds and hundreds of placements. Most recently, a Vodafone, the biggest one to date is a Vodafone campaign, which paid over 200,000 euros, when euros actually were more valuable, which is good money. And a number of you have had individual successes. Young Jimmy Deere has been taken under the wing of a major music supervisor. Darren Scoggins got great accolades for his music in the last couple of sessions, and I think we'll be collaborating with other members. And these are just a few of the great success stories. So I do want to thank SAE for hosting our events here. I want to have a big shout out for young Spencer Tapia, who has been the music wrangler today, and quite a job it's been, because we got the briefs in a little bit late for reasons that I explained. We wanted them to be fresh, and it gave us very little time to wrangle it. So I thank you guys for getting your music in on time, and thank you very much, Spencer, for all of your extra help. All right, so I'm going to start with just a few questions for Gabe, and then we're going to go straight to music. We're sold out tonight. We're packed, so I'm going to keep it moving. We're probably going to only get to two songs per person if Gabe listens quickly, and we might get to three, but I'm going to sort of count on two. You can ask questions whenever you want, and I'll just, you know, I'll make sure we keep it moving so that we get to everybody's music and get Gabe out of here at a reasonable hour, or at least when I promised him. So, and you guys on the Google chat, be sure to just raise your hand if you have a question or if something isn't clear, and we'll get to you as well. Okay? So to our lovely guest, Gabe McDonough. He comes to MASS, which is Music and Strategy, following a 10-year run on the agency side at some of the top agencies in the business. He's led music departments at Leo Burnett, Media Arts Lab, and DDB Chicago. He's provided award-winning music solutions for some of the world's biggest brands, including Apple, Samsung, Sprint, Kellogg's, McDonald's, and many others. He's negotiated hundreds of deals worth millions of dollars, and he's also played in bands for almost 25 years, which I think makes him particularly mindful and helpful to the needs of independent artists. Those thousands of hours in crummy practice spaces on the road and in the studio give him a touch as a producer and a great respect for the music that can only be earned. Will you please join me in welcoming Gabe McDonough? All right. So, Gabe, I'm going to turn this here so people on the Google chat can see you. Yes. Can everybody see Gabe?
How's it going?
All right. Hey. So, Gabe, and if you could all just, again, on the Google chat, make sure you mute yourselves, we'd appreciate it until we get to your turn. Unless you have a question, just raise your hand. Gabe, so everybody here wants to get to know you, and they want to get on your search list and stay on it. So what's the best way to do that?
Well, you'll all get my email. So, I mean, it's an easy way. You'll all have my email, and Tess, you'll give that out after. and then I think in general, how to get on everybody's, you know,
search list
is, it's funny, it's like a lot of the same things that you used to do in trying to break your band to get like a record deal or whatever. Those are the same things that kind of get you on people like mine's radar. So it's like when I lived in Chicago and I'd be taking the train and I'd be looking at the Chicago Reader, which is like the local all weekly, you know, you see this band, so they're playing at the Hideout, and the next thing time you see their name, they're playing at the Empty Bottle, and they're playing at the Metro, and you're like, wait a minute, what's this band? I need to check out their music. So, or, you know, maybe you read about them, or there's some blogs start posting. So all those things that you used to do to kind of promote your music to be sold also kind of gets on the radar of people like me. That's kind of a general thing. And then, or just email me directly.
Email him directly. Yeah. Okay, so he's open to taking meetings, to hearing material, but I guess the best way to approach him is with a nice note. Can you describe what you were telling me over dinner, the gal who was a feature?
Well, there's an article in Variety today that you guys should read by a woman named Kathy Heller, or it's about Kathy Heller. Mm-hmm. And this is a woman who, I mean, there's a huge feature on her in Variety today, which is nuts, but about 8 years ago, she just emailed me cold, and she had one song attached, and it was a nice enough email that got me to just click the song, and then I heard the song, and I was like, wow, this is something that would really fit in advertising. What I say about music for advertising is people always ask me, what's a good song for advertising? And if you believe the outliers theory, who is it?
Gladwell
theory about you become an expert after 10,000 hours. Everyone in this room has had 10,000 hours of marketing. We're all experts. We all know in your gut what a good ad song is. Like, clearly it's not usually some minor key,
sad,
you know, slow. It's usually like an up-tempo, in general, right? It's usually like an up-tempo, semi-positive, builds to like the climax when the title card comes up. That's, in general, a good ad song. So I always tell people what Kathy Heller did was, this song just kind of had all those things.
Elements.
And so when she emailed me again, it was like her nice email kind of got me to click the song, but then the song kind of delivered the goods. And then so when she emailed me again, checked out her new music. And I never actually ended up licensing any of her music, but I always listened to it. I always pitched it. And the guy who I hired, who then took over my job at Leo Burnett, you know, I kind of passed down, oh, yeah, this woman's good. You should listen to her stuff. And he ended up placing one or two of her songs this year. And it seems like if you read the article in Variety, she had that same kind of relationship with a bunch of different supervisors. And I think that article said she had like 50 placements this year.
Yeah.
It's certain people, you can listen to her work, and it's, you know, it definitely hits the mark for
singer-songwriter, female vocal, hand claps.
Yeah, like and that I mean, that's the kind of, that's what a lot of people would now say is like a typical ad song, and I don't mean that as a knock at all. But that's, yeah, that's something that's up-tempo and positive. And,
Good. Well, I'm going to have a bunch more questions for you throughout the evening, but what we're going to do is go to music now.
Sure.
We're going to do two songs per person. If we're really quick, then we might come around for a third song. And Gail Veray, who's one of our Google Chat people tonight in New York, gets the bonus song for fastest, most accurate submission. We do appreciate it when you read directions. It helps us a lot, so we give that little extra perk to the first person to get it right. We're going to start with, let's see, I'm going to make sure you know what's going on. So there's a folder here.
Got it.
Spencer, does this little thing need to be plugged into the computer, or are we okay? This loose thing?
Yes.
Okay. This? All right. So where does it go?
I can find the Lucy here.
Okay.
Yeah, right here.
And we've got volume now? All right.
Yeah.
Now, don't complain that it's not a Mac.
Okay.
Jimmy's going to make some comment, I know. And what we do is we've got everybody's folder here.
Yeah.
And you're going to click on the folder. All right, so let's see who's going to go first. I'm going to, let's see. I think I'm going to take one of our frequent flyers, which is Gail. Okay?
All right, got it here. Okay.
Okay, all right, so Gail Veray.
Okay.
Is in New York on the Google chat.
Wait, what's the audio playing? Like, how do I play it?
You can just double click on it.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool. Got it.
All right.
And then I can scroll through. Okay, cool.
Okay. So, just a quick word about how this is going to work. Some of you were here for the first time. I've asked him to listen quickly. I've asked him to listen just as he would in the office or at home when he's searching for music, which basically means he's not going to listen to the whole song. Do not be alarmed. Do not be offended or afraid. That's just how music supervisors search. And a good supervisor...
I'm actually horrified to show you how I listen to music, if I'm to do it honestly. It's no knock on anyone here. If you really want to see how I go through stuff, it's going to be... Maybe it won't be shocking to you, but... do you want me to just honestly do it how I really do it?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Play.
Sorry, I'm gonna do the right click.
This one here. Yeah, click there.
Okay.
And then you're gonna fast forward.
Yeah.
War between the angels and the beasts.
Right. How do I click it?
Fighting with the monsters in your sleep. We're not gonna give their life away.
Okay, so.
So,
you know, advertising, is this Gail?
This is Gail, right. No, where's Gail? Let's get Gail.
Oh, that's Gail. Hey, Gail.
Hi.
So, thanks for sending that. So, for the I think you submitted that for, like, the specific brief that I said about something that builds from, was that? Yeah.
Which song did you want to start with, Gail?
Yeah, I wanted to start with Our Boots.
Okay, Our Boots? Okay.
Okay.
Let's go back to Our Boots and just double-click on that, and then listen to that however you like. Just click play.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay, so, cool. So you saw, like, I was like, oh, okay, and then the little, all that's like, you're always looking for, like, that little something that's like a little audio thing for someone to catch their sweater on. I don't know how else to describe it. So it was kind of building up, and then those little things, I'm like, cool. Vocals are crazy. Male vocals, especially. It's just one of those things where people are like, I love the voice, I hate the voice. So... A strong male vocal in general, I think in this case I was looking specifically for an instrumental, but when I listen to something with a vocal, I always listen to it. I can imagine it as an instrumental as well. And then what I did is I skipped ahead to see where the big change was. And the drop in this one went into like a 4-4 kick, which is just for American advertising for whatever reason, they don't like... Europe didn't have Disco Sucks we did. So like there's this weird thing in people of a certain age in America where they hate anything with a 4-4 click. And a lot of those people are still decision makers at marketers. So you don't hear a 4 on the floor kick that often in advertising. It's a tough thing to sell because a lot of the creative directors are like, oh, that's that EDM shit. Which is, I love disco music. I don't believe that myself. But it's always a really tough sell. People just switch off. So I like the and the build up thing, but then it wouldn't work for me.
Okay, are there elements of it that are usable that could be redone?
I like that.
Okay,
that's cool. And I would generally go for stuff that sounds like if you're going to use electronic stuff. Stuff that sounds more out of the box, I guess, as they say. And mm-hmm. I mean, like, not, like, you know, just mess it up a little bit more instead of so smooth. That's just my own personal taste. But I'm always looking for, like I said, like, lots of stuff to catch your sweater on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just a quick word about Gail. By the way, she's on page 15 of your little notes.
Sure, got it, yeah.
So she's done a huge amount of work for Dora the Explorer.
Awesome.
Really big in Disney.
Yeah.
She does beautiful pop. Great melodies, a real top liner.
Awesome.
She's working with a Glee music producer. She writes and co-writes like a maniac. She's had lots of opportunities to pitch for like main titles for films now as a result of our sessions, and she's had some placements as a result. So she's a real pro.
Awesome.
Doing great, great things. So
awesome.
Let's hear another song from
you,
Gail. What would you, or do you have any questions about his comments on your first song?
That's great. I don't know if he actually listened to Forever Golden.
No, I'll listen to it. I'll give it another.
Yeah.
I'll give it another. And guys,
but not the remix.
Not the remix.
Wait,
the original one.
You want the original one?
I got it. And again, I'm being clear here. I'm giving these comments entirely on the mechanics of advertising, not whether I like it, whether it's good, whether it's bad. Because a lot of the advice that I give to people to do stuff for advertising. I would give people the opposite advice to make music that I personally want to listen to. You know what I mean? So it's all just,
and I should
I'm just
add,
trying to be as functional as possible.
And I should
for
add,
this.
Too, that, you know, there are general principles about and elements that make music more ad-friendly, which we're going to hear a lot about tonight. And that's just general rules. Now, every once in a while, those rules are violated to good effect and something cool will happen. But I think to understand the landscape, is important because advertising is a very specific area of placement. Okay, so we're going to hear Forever Golden.
Yeah, that like going to a beat like that is gonna like win the day for advertising.
Okay.
Way more of that doog 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 doog.
Okay.
Like the vocal wasn't gonna help me out at all, but
Why not? Because it's a male vocal?
I don't know. Maybe it's just my personal taste. It wasn't to my taste. But it was very well crafted melodically, like on point song.
Will that fit for one of your briefs?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Will that fit for anything else you have coming down the pike?
I don't think so.
All right.
But thank you.
Okay. So, Gail, would you like to play a third song now, or would you like to listen for a little bit and have us come back to you?
No, I'll play Paint Me a Beautiful Day.
Okay. Paint Me a Beautiful Day.
I'll say something else too is like advertising lives in it's a master's game. It's more than a songwriting game. Like it's how that thing is like produced and sonically kind of sits as much as it is, because so much of what you're looking for is like a functional, like it changes here, it goes big here, or it feels like this here. So that's just kind of a side note, but let me Paint Me a Beautiful Day.
Don't watch your black and white rainbow. The season's gray is so passing. I think I found my inner mango. So colorful and I just know. You gotta call me Monet. I'm gonna paint me a beautiful day. Hey, hey, hey.
right there. There's your classic ad song right there. Like,
okay.
But what I would do to that is have a female sing it,
mm-hmm.
and get a real drummer in to play that thing and just make it feel a little looser and messier.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's yeah. That for like for consumer packaged good brands, McDonald's, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Those I can see that type of thing getting licensed all day long. Yeah.
Okay. If she redoes it, can she send it to you? And
yeah, I don't have anything that I need it for right now,
okay.
but like that's the kind of thing that
you would need a lot.
Yeah, but again, like mess it up a little bit more. Keep that same groove, the same song. Have a female sing it, but just make it sound looser and less kind of clean. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Does that make sense, Gail?
Yes, I actually heard that once before, to have a female singer, and so I think I'm going to do that. I think it's good advice.
Okay.
Cool.
So you can do that, and you'll get it to Gabe?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Right on.
Any other questions, my dear?
No, thank you very much.
All right,
no
well,
problem.
Stick with us. Are you in Miami or New York right now?
I'm in New York right now.
Okay. Never know where Gail is, but Gail has been a frequent flyer and delightful to have you, Gail, so stick around if you can.
Thanks, Gail.
Okay, I will.
All
thank
right.
You.
So let's see. Next up, Darian Scoggins. Can you handle it?
I don't. Hang on. I gotta.
Uh-oh.
Wait,
okay.
I'm back. All right.
All right.
Whoop.
Whoa. I don't even. There we go. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, Darian Scoggins.
Found guys, this is
good.
Like wildly.
Non-Mac. I know.
This is no. It's wildly uncomfortable for me to be giving you any kind of. Not I love it feedback, so bear with me.
Okay, before we're gonna he gets to tell us what he wants
sure.
to play,
yeah,
which,
yeah, of
which,
course,
what he thinks is going to be most on track. So Darian is what one of our recent music supervisor guests called a commodity, because he writes great upbeat clean hip-hop. He
mm-hmm.
produces it himself. He does his own beats, his own singing, his own lyrics, everything. So he's like
killer.
A one-stop hip-hop shop. And he's going to be collaborating with some of our members to do some top-line melody vocals. And we're already looking at some interesting opportunities for Darian. So what are we going to hear first, Darian?
We might as well just keep it basic and go play Jing again.
Well, okay. But do you think that's a fit for what he's looking for?
Honestly, no.
Okay.
Well, I'm if you think it's a good ad song, though, I want to hear it. Because I have specific briefs, but then I have, you know, the way that... half the time the way you'll get someone will be like, do you have anything blah blah, and then I go to my folder of all my different stuff that I don't even have time to go out for briefs on. So if you think it's a good ad song, I'd like to hear it. Alright,
does Dream work? Okay.
Yeah,
Dream, this one.
Can you mute yourself, Gail, please?
You say riding down Slauson? Okay, so here's the thing that's tough with hip hop for ads. Is there's usually a lot of voiceover in ads. So, and I think this is the reason why female vocals work so well, is if a vocal's like less staccato, like rapping is very like staccato. And like sometimes a floaty female vocal is very like, not a lot of edges on the words.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a VO, that can float underneath. But if there's a VO and then there's rapping at the same time,
voice
it goes...
Voiceover. Right.
Voiceover, yeah,
mm-hmm.
right. So in the commercial, it's like, no, the latest from Denny's or whatever. That's your VO. So it's really tough to get hip-hop in there unless it's like a spot that's like a wide-open Beats ad or something like that, which is rare.
What about the instrumental?
Well, and this is the tough thing. This is a guy, you know, Alex the Kid is making it. Killing off licensing, because the way he programs beats, so like a typical, like if you go back like kind of golden age hip hop beat, like Primo and all those guys, it's a loop, which I love. It's just like that head nod,
mm-hmm.
but like the head nod that you just ride to does not work in advertising, because they want like a 30-second segment that goes like this, which a lot of, like a typical hip hop loop wouldn't, but the stuff that Alex the Kid does, and it's not even hip hop, a lot of it, but it feels hip hop, but it has these big dramatic builds, you know, like all the stuff he does for like, Imagine Dragons, X Ambassadors, the stuff that was in the Beats ad. It builds up very like, it behaves almost like a rock song in the way it's like this part, and then it changes and ramps up, and then this part and changes and ramps up. So that's why it's tough to just put a hip-hop instrumental on as well. So again, if this to me seems like really great, like film and TV thing, but for advertising wouldn't really work, just because it doesn't, as an instrumental, it doesn't work, and I rarely have the need for like just like a wide open hip-hop track.
Do you have another track, Darian, that has more of a build to it?
Yeah, like I made some stuff like for Apple Spot One.
Yeah, sure.
But it's like, it's not what you're looking for as far as the creep.
Okay, but it has
builds.
I'll
check it out.
Apple Spot One.
You got the piano in there. Okay, see? So what I'd do with this one is I'd like take all the different movement in this thing. Yeah, I'd put this one in like my like emotional builders kind of category thing. Hey Spencer, can you help me drive this thing?
There we go.
We got it.
There's like some Hot Corners vibe going on there. So what I'd do is take all the different things that happen in that, and as messed up as it sounds, try to put it into 30 seconds. So it's like four bars of this, four bars of this, four bars of this, ta-da. But that's like a total emotional thing. Again, it's not for any of the briefs that I'm working on, but that could totally work.
Will you hang on to that, or?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, you can. Well, if you feel like, you don't have to, but if you feel like tweaking that out, yeah, I'll totally cut that on.
Okay. Well, question for you: if he's going to tweak it out, do you want a 30-second version of it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And then a full-length version too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you clear on what he wants? Do you have any questions about what tweaking out means? Because okay.
Just make it go like this. So take all those elements and make it go like this to end in a big da-da.
Okay.
Right?
Can you do that?
Yes.
All right, good. Excellent. An interesting question, though. Advertising music supervisors are different. Some of them prefer to have the full song because they say, I know best what I need.
Sure.
Don't give me a cut down. But some like to have 30-second or 15-second snippets. What do you prefer?
I usually like the whole song, since we're here.
Okay.
Then make that 30-second segment and then
give him the Gabe McDonough version and give him a 30-second version too. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wait, is it Gabe McDonough version, the 30-second version?
that's the 30-second version, then just give me a full-length version as well.
Well, they're both going to be Gabe McDonough versions. One will be a remix and one will be a 30-second, whatever. Give it a cute name. Put his name on it, then you know he'll listen to it. All right.
That's good tip.
Very
good
nice.
Tip.
Any other questions, Darian?
No.
Darian the Commodity Scoggins. All right. Very nice.
Why does it keep going to this, and how do I get out of it? Escape? There you go. Okay, now I know how to do it. Escape. Okay, I'm good.
All right.
Yeah, got it. I'm good.
Very nice. Okay, Jimmy, are you comfortable going next?
Sure.
All right. So the young Jimmy Deere has had hundreds and hundreds of placements. Page 3.
All right.
Okay. He produces and writes. He does incredible covers. He's been just completely cheered on by that and is getting some action with his covers, which I think work well or can work well in advertising. And he works incredibly fast. If you call him up at midnight, he'll have something to you by 2 a.m. So he understands client needs, which is a really, really good thing.
Cool.
And has studios at his disposal day and night. So what are we going to hear first, Jimmy?
You can just do number 1.
Okay.
Sure to the brief.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Same thing that I said before about like the four on the floor kick. It was building up, but like it's again, this is nothing to do with what actually makes good music, but for whatever reason, people in the US don't seem to react to it. They switch off.
Does it work for advertising in Europe or elsewhere?
Maybe. Okay. I've never worked in Europe, but okay. I know that they are more fond of a 4-4 kick than
okay.
America in general.
Okay.
Okay, let me try this next one. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I'll give it a spin.
It
appreciate live bass playing. That was live bass playing, right? Yeah, appreciate that. Again, like with like, it feels a little too paddy and electronic, and then kind of goes into it's everything. The attention span is like down to 30 seconds, so it's just like need ear candy here, ear candy here, ear candy here. And I would say as much as you can, at least. I know it's tough to work totally outside the box, and what I mean by outside mm-hmm. the box is not theoretically, but outside of this box, like mm-hmm. outside of plugins and stuff. If you can't go all outside, which is probably unrealistic in this day and age, throw like some mic'd up, like the bass jumped out at me right away, but something that's just a little imperfect out of there. So it just, something about it makes it feel more
warm and human.
It's not that. It's a step further that it's that not everybody can go to like mic up an instrument. It just sets it apart. It just brings it up like a notch more, and then that imperfection just kind of connects with me anyways more. So
if you were to redo this track to better suit your needs, what would you have him do?
I would say again, take all the movements in it. Because if it goes to a 4-4 kick just for, like, the last little bit, cool. Like, do that in 30 seconds. And maybe pull back some of the pads and just give it some rando X factor instrument. Just something way out of left field. So.
Can you do that, Jimmy?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Cool. Right on. Thanks, man.
All right. Very nice. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, one question. So mostly they're 30 seconds?
Most ads are 30 seconds, yeah. Now, it's weird because if you go online a lot of times, you look at ads, they'll be longer because they don't have to pay for the media.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering because I looked and everything was like amazing.
Right,
like,
and so, and the people, TV, no, dude, right? And you know what? And the thing is the people who make the ads are very much like, of course everybody wants a longer ad. Of course, who wants a longer ad? So 30 seconds is usually that's where you start, and then you kind of do the longer, but sometimes a minute, but rarely.
That's funny.
That. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to London. Kenny, are you with us? All right. You want to? Hello,
I'm
Kenny.
Here. Hi, Debbie.
Hey, how are you, Kenny? Welcome back. How was Houston?
It was fun, nice and sunny.
Short trip, eh? All right.
I know.
Well, it's nice to have you with us, Kenny. Kenny's in London, page 18.
Cool. Hi,
so
Kenny.
She's won a couple of songwriting contests, and she's a great top liner.
Killer.
All right?
Okay.
So she's getting her foot in the placement game. She's got some
cool.
great tracks that she's recently produced, professionally produced, mm-hmm. and we'd love your feedback on them.
Cool.
So what's the first one, Kenny? What's the first track you'd like us to play, my dear?
It's Rise Again.
Rise Again.
Okay, all here right. I go. I'm going in.
Remember, remember, for this time we'll get you up.
Okay, cool. Good tune.
Thank you.
So that's like a total winner, that type of a beat. That,
okay.
I don't know how, I don't, maybe one of the musicians here knows, but it's like anything that's like that kind of a beat, or the Tom Petty American Girl beat, those kind of syncopated, they just work well, and it's not straight ahead. The chorus isn't quite, it doesn't kind of quite go as much as I was hoping it might.
Does that have explode at the end, though, Kenny?
Yeah, there's quite an explosion at the very end.
Okay.
All right, let's check it out. All right. Okay, so that's also like another thing that works really well for advertising is like vocalizations that aren't specific words.
Mm-hmm.
So that A-O,
okay.
A-O,
mm-hmm.
That's like a good thing to do too. I would just really just, I know if I wasn't here, I never would have made it to the end of that, to hear that bit, which again, this is not about about what's good for making a good song, but just for people like me, like I would want that AOAO like in the spot, the part of the song that I could use.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to or if you care to rewrite the song in that way, but again, like it's like a 30-second thing, starts small, goes into that drum beat, does a bit of a verse, and then hits that AOAO as the chorus. Those are all like little hooky, like the drum beat's a little hook, the AOAO is a little hook, the syncopated vocal's a little hook.
Now let me ask you this. Okay, so you've got a lot of elements in the song that are usable.
Yeah.
If you like the song, can you give it to one of your music editors to take out the bits that you want?
Or well, I mean, because I'm here.
Better to have her do it.
You know, at this point, yeah, better to have you do it.
Okay.
If it was something where everyone was like, I love this song, I gotta have it, but it just doesn't quite work, then we would get into deconstructing it ourselves.
Okay.
But at this stage, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, get clear on exactly what he wants from you, Kenny. Is it clear what he's asking?
Yeah, it's quite clear.
Okay. All right, so you're going to do a Gabe McDonough remix, right? All of you.
Yeah.
Probably.
No pressure.
No pressure.
If you want to, thank you.
If you want to.
Thank you, too.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Good. So, yeah, the AOs work really well. The beat is fabulous. Do you just want it compressed into 30 seconds, Gabe?
No, I mean, I just want a 30-second segment. Like, you should just make that part of the song. Like, I don't want, like, here's because most people in my job just listen to the first 30 seconds. Like, you're listening for a build-up into a chorus. That's basically it. So I don't know if that helps your songwriting, but that's generally what people like me kind of, as we're going through, like, an ungodly amount of music.
Okay.
Like, I would go in normally. Like, if we say two a person, I would go through, like, 100 songs in, like, 10 minutes. Like, just did it. I'm like, I listen to, like, is it minor key? Out. Is it, you know, it's, like, tempo, key. Oh, maybe this has production value. Maybe this has promise. Listen.
Okay.
Like, normally I would blast through music so much shockingly faster than this.
So 100 songs in 10 minutes. Okay. A couple of questions. Before we get to your next song, Kenny. Excuse me. Okay, so you're going to hear a fair amount of music tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it you're going to find usable.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously have my notes, and you'll get a little reminder from me about what you liked.
Yep.
But just generally speaking, if you want to use Darian's music or Kenny's music in an ad in a week or a month or a year, how do you save your music? What's your personal filing system like? And more importantly, are you going to remember Kenny's song in 6 months or a year if you need something like that? How do you...
I won't... No, I definitely... This brain
does
not... It's not been treated in the way that will enable that kind of recall. But I do have folders, and I have an organization system. I have all kinds of weird little folders. Like, I just kind of blurted out like everyone knows it. I'm like, oh yeah, that's an emotional builder. You're like, what the hell is that? But I have like these little folders like quirky or like Coldplay, not Coldplay. That was one that used to get a lot of play, but I guess I don't know what the new version of that would be. I have like 100, much more than that, 200, 300 songs that all have this drum beat. That's my stompers folder.
Just so you know, we're recording, so when you pound the table.
That's good. It'll get the stompers effect.
Good, all right.
Okay. You can sample that. But, you know, so I have it all, and then I have it by date. So
okay.
For that one, it would probably, for whatever reason, I put, and I have an Ooh Ahs folder, too.
Okay.
So it would go in a couple folders, and then I just, someone calls me, like, yeah, I need the thing. And then I just start going through folders, like, oh, shit. Clicking on, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this thing. And then the next thing I do is I open up the metadata, and I'm like, okay, oh, good, there's, like, you put your contact information in the comments, all that shit, like.
Make sure he can find you.
Yes.
Okay, so that goes in the Ooh Ahs folder, and what else? Where else do you put that?
No, even though it, just the way my mm-hmm. folder's organized, anything, that might go in my, like, quirky folder, that go
okay.
in my pop folder.
Okay.
Not that it's a particularly quirky song, but over the years, that mm-hmm. folder's kind of mutated into something other than
okay.
quirky, but. Giving you way too much insight.
No,
baseball.
No, no. I mean, I'm going to ask you this probably for every song. Where are you going to put this? Because I want them to know.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay?
Sure.
Are you following all this, Kenny?
Yes, definitely.
All right, good.
Cool.
So what's the next song you have for us, my dear?
It's called The Groovy Song.
Okay.
All right, okay. This one has promise. All right, here we go. Is that you singing?
No, that's not me.
But whoever that is has like a really good voice.
Okay.
Someone of my session singers.
Yeah, she's good.
Okay.
And it's a good song too. So it's normally like kind of mid-tempo stuff like that. I wouldn't use too much. But I, you know, for whatever reason, those mid-tempo things, I always want them to go into some lyric about like, I'm gonna make it or something like that. But I like that it went to like a lyric about, you know, just kind of good vibes. That's cool. But I don't use a ton of kind of mid tempo-y stuff like that, but you know, I might keep that on hand in the
But that's what
folder.
Your fashion brand is looking for now, right?
Oh, that's right, actually. But that to me isn't quite as let's see, sexy, cool, instrumentals, mid tempo but with lots of movement, ups and downs. Yeah, that doesn't you know. Yeah, you're calling me out on being wrong here.
Okay.
No, but there's an exception, right? That type of thing is more of a like sparse electronic, like, you know, like that kind of mid tempo versus like a mid tempo pop song.
Okay.
Right. So, which this to me isn't. This is like a. It's great. It's a killer pop song, but it's not like a sexy, fashion-y thing to me.
Okay.
You know?
Can you use it for something at some point?
Maybe. I don't
yes.
know.
Yes. All right.
I'll try.
Okay. Good voice. Good. Well, I'm trying to find a home for everybody's song. Okay. So what folder will this go into?
Pop.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and of course, be frank. Is this usable in advertising?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, it just depends. It's so crazy because it just depends. Like, somebody could do a song about, like, could be a Tinder ad,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden it's like the meaning of something going to the right all of a sudden takes on huge significance, you know, right? So it's little stuff like that that's so nuts, where because it's just it's concept by concept.
Okay.
Like what do you need to, like this very specific thing? We need things about songs about things that go to the right. So another just, you know, you can tag it with metadata that has some of the key lyrics in it.
Okay.
Because I might just go into my iTunes, type in the word "right," and then see what comes up.
Okay.
And that song might not.
Key lyrics help. Okay, so the first one was more of a was a better fit for your needs than this one, the groovy song?
Yeah, okay. But they're good ones.
Okay, very good. Kenny, if you want to redo your first song for Gabe, that would be great. Do you have any questions?
I'm quite clear on Gabe's requirements, really. Yeah, thanks.
Good.
Very much.
All right.
Thanks, Kenny.
So after the session, after you've heard a bunch of music, people can email you. What do you prefer? To hear from somebody when they have a couple of great new tracks once a month?
Yeah,
just 6 weeks.
Just like if you've got like a ringer where you know, not one that you want to be good, but like one that's like, oh shit. Like for whatever reason the lightning struck. Like I got something special here, I would love to hear those.
Okay. So maybe one or two songs
at
most.
Yeah, sure.
You don't want people to send you 20 songs at a time.
No, just like you know which one's the ringer.
Okay.
Like just send me that one and I'll listen to it.
One or two. Okay. So, and I think that's a good rule of thumb. Don't send anyone more than 1,000 songs.
And it's too, it's like, but it's also, it's like, if you've got something that's like legit special in any genre for anything,
okay,
then I, of course I want to hear it.
Okay.
Because if it's one of those like special things where like I said, like lightning strikes, that's like the magic you can't predict.
Good.
Music.
All right. So that's awesome. Thank you, Kenny. So stay with us if you can, all right? All right, where's Aaliyah? There you are.
Hi.
Your hair is different. Okay, nice to see you. Didn't I meet you at the Burbank Songwriter School?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Years ago. All right, well, it's good to have you here, my dear.
Thank you.
So we're on page 4 with Miss Aaliyah. So Zeta Wave or
Zeta
Wave,
okay, cool.
Is your artist name. You've just concocted a couple of tracks with this fabulous producer, right?
Yeah.
Zach, how do you pronounce his name?
No, the producer was Damien Elliott.
Oh, Damien Elliott, okay.
Yeah. Which, unfortunately, I didn't get those songs today because he was on the video shoot.
Ah, I see, okay.
But the song that I would want to play first, Zach did work on that, and he's from Miss Mister.
Okay, very good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to hear first from you?
Strange Heartbeat.
Strange Heartbeat.
Killer tune. I don't know that I could use it for I mean, it seems like a film and TV thing to me. Like, it's like a really clear, like, awesome little relationship message, but and just thinking about it as an instrumental, it doesn't seem like it would be that great as an instrument without the vocal. You know, it seems
bars.
Yeah, it seems kind of lean.
Yeah.
But no, it's a killer song, but I don't know that it would work for, but I might listen to it as a human being with ears.
Okay.
Okay, what's the next one?
Let's try.
Hold on a quick sec. Okay, so, and great vocal, but is it because the vocal is just too commanding, it wouldn't mesh with voiceover, or?
Okay, first of all, like, is there a brand that's going to talk about, like, somebody getting stoned?
That's true, yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Right? It's nothing to do with art, but, like, no. It's never, it's like just the vocal, what the vocal's
about.
Not the
vocal,
the
lyric.
The lyric is very specific.
Okay.
And even same thing that I was saying, the vocal is very, like, particular. So unless it's a thing where it's like, zoink, in the clear.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't have those traditional lyrical concerns that brands like about being better or...
Anthemic,
you know, those kind of...
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But that then means, like, it seems right for, like, film and TV, where it's like a scene where someone's
heartbroken,
breaking up, or like coming back from a, you know.
Yeah, one of my new songs that I was hoping to get today is pretty anthemic, so we might email that to you.
Love a good anthem.
Okay.
The second one, I'll try cliche.
Okay. Again, that feels like super film and TV to me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's good production and stuff, though.
That's awesome. Wonderful. So a note on lyrics for placement. The more general the lyric, the greater the opportunity for placement. I think Beautiful Day is the most played song ever, U2, because it has such broad application.
As a listener... It's not gonna. As just like somebody who's just listening to a song to listen to a song, it might not be great. But for ads, it's then the thing that makes my job the hardest is those ones are easier. But then what you really want is you want the specific lyric that happens to be about, like, and that's what I run into in my job. It's I want a song that's about, you know, this very specific thing that I'm showing on camera, so that. Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have any questions, my dear?
No.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. All right. So let's zip on over to the young Michael Cole, my favorite vocal arranger. All right. So on page 5. So Michael is a fantastic vocal arranger. He can take anything and put it together. He did a fantastic cover of Mad World, Tears for Fears, which I still love to this day, and was so well received that BMG... Chrysalis ended up putting it on one of their compilations for
awesome.
Servicing. He's a professional musician, vocalist, and his specialty is vocal harmonies and arranging. And he also sings acapella. You're in an acapella group, right?
I'm in a group with a lot of vocal harmonies.
Okay. So he knows how to carry a tune, this guy, and how to write one as well. So, Michael, what are we going to hear first?
Well, I think after hearing some of the information that I'm trying... Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll try and kind of redirect. Okay. I think maybe Great Balls of Fire.
Okay.
Let's check it out. That's killer, dude. A lot of people would be scared off by that because it's super, like the copyright's going to be really expensive. The arrangement's fine. It's great. It's killer.
Usable, although potentially expensive.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, but... If the right thing came along.
Okay.
Because it's at the same time, then it's... Here's a hyper-pop version of Great Balls of Fire,
yeah.
Which is, you know, not going to go in a truck ad. Maybe not going to go... You know what I mean?
Right, yeah, I do.
Or maybe, depending on the concept, right? I think that, like, that arrangement... You're obviously, like, right on board with everything that's happening in, like, YouTube land and all that stuff, like... So it's just might take like a hot second for older ad guys to kind of like get the memo that's actually, because a lot of people make decisions now like acapella lame, you know what I mean? But no, it's great.
Can you hang on to that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so
yeah,
that
definitely.
Goes in your covers folder and where
totally.
Else?
In the covers folder.
Okay.
That's where all the covers go, though. So, but only the good ones.
Okay.
Not all of them. Just the
okay,
ones.
But this one goes in.
No,
there.
It's great. Yeah, okay. It's like it's got like that like little X factor quirkiness. It's awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Excellent. So, what's next, Michael?
Possibly a good advertising song. I Want Everything has kind of a sing along.
Cool.
Set of sections.
If it was up to me, if it was up.
that kind of for that kind of got defanged a little bit, came too heartfelt. Like I was like, is this gonna go into like pow? But it went more into like, which is great. Like it's for like it's like a film and TV vibe.
Okay.
What I would love for you to do is if you if you're at all that like
as in your brief.
Yeah, that's like. Dude, if you took like that tempo and like that general feeling and a lot of those production tricks and wrote an original song, like in that kind of like not to sound like Great Balls of Fire at all, but if you took those production tricks and the tempo of that and rhythmically what that's doing and like jumped off and did more vocal tricks, like weird vocal shit, that would be like solid gold. Because what you want is you want something that's going to make people go like, what the hell is that? Because they're just like on their phone, then they hear like some dude sounding like he's I don't know what. For a second, they're like, "What? What is that?" And that's what you want. You want people to look up. So, as a jumping off point, maybe there's something else there.
Something to catch the sweat.
Yeah, go crazier with it. Like go like just get out there.
Cool. There's on that track. I don't know if this is what you're talking about, but there's right after a like kind of crazy guitar moment. There's like some. Crazy scat solos, but that might not be what you're referring to.
Yeah, like, I mean, I get scared by the idea of, like, crazy scat solos, but, I mean, why should I be scared of that? What section of the song is it? After this?
It's about 8 bars from now.
Okay.
Oh.
It starts simple and they get wacky at the end, but I don't know if that's what it's worth.
Like all that. That type of stuff. Yeah, not as like scatty as that, just like weirder, like more art school, like sampled, chopped up, weird.
You're saying electronically.
Maybe. I don't know. Just weirder the better.
If Michael can come up with some weird stuff, can he send you samples
and you
give him a little direction?
Totally, dude. Yeah, yeah.
More
sure.
Weird, less weird.
Yeah, yeah. For
okay.
Sure. For sure.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well done, Michael. That is a great cover. All right.
Yeah, that's cool.
So then, I generally start in the east and move to the west. Paula, are you still with us and awake and young? Okay, all right, so Paula, I understand we're going to get a replacement song for you, so we're going to hold off on you. Is that all right?
Yeah, is that okay?
That's
sorry.
No problem.
No problem.
No problem at all. If you would be so kind as to mute yourself. Stefan in Atlanta, Stefan, are you ready to roll, or do you want to wait a minute as well? Is Stefan there?
I'm here.
Is this a good time for you, or do you want to wait a minute as well?
This is a good time.
Okay, excellent. Let's go with Mr. Stefan in Atlanta, page 8. So he is on a co-writing kick with his partner where they've been putting together some great classic sounds for the last couple of years. They're presenting some of their material here tonight, I think for the first time. So what are we going to hear first, my dear?
Go for Dance for Life.
Okay.
It's track 1.
All right. So first thing, that bass is awesome, but you'd never hear that on TV. Like the sub bass just is like, because most people are listening on like computer speakers or really crummy speakers. So, but anyways, everyone just listen. Too bassy. Aw, dude. I'm from Chicago. Here we go. Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, okay. Yeah, you got it, but it's not an advertiser.
So,
a good track.
Where would you
know what you're doing.
Where would you put this?
I don't know. Maybe in my, like... Yeah, yeah. I don't know, in my house music folder to listen to, but I don't see it ever going in an ad.
Okay.
No, great track, though.
Okay, it won't go in an ad because it's too cool to...
No, it's house music, man.
Okay, all right.
Unless an ad goes, we need classic, we need like a classic house, deep house tune.
Okay.
Which, you know, could happen. Yeah. But again, the thing that's great about house music, right, is that it goes, it's repetition and it goes on, and that's what's great about it. And you dance and you listen to it and you like nod you. Same thing as boom bap, right? It's like, the reason it's great is because you keep doing that and it goes on and on and on. So in 30 seconds... The classic thing is like ad guys are not nearly as measured in their feedback as I am. They'll just be like, it doesn't go anywhere. Does it go anywhere? And what they mean by that is, does it take a turn?
Okay.
Does it build up to something? And it's got to do that quickly. And they want like quick changes, stuff that they can cut to, right? So it's like, change, that means they can put up a new scene, and then change, they can put up the logo. Anyways, so yeah. Killer house tune.
Is this making sense to you, Stefan?
It's making a lot of sense, yeah.
You have any questions?
Yeah. That track actually does swell up a little bit, but it still is in the realm of the four kick.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you beat it. It's not a good.
You just wait, and like tomorrow, there's going to be like the biggest ad of the year is going to like have a big pumping 4/4 kick. You're like, that asshole.
Okay.
So who knows? So yeah. So take all this with a grain of salt, but.
Okay. Just remember me.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. Don't. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Feel free to call me out on Twitter.
Keep sending in music. We
yeah, yeah, of course,
welcome
of course.
To do that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. What's next up for you, my dear?
Something new for your brief number two. I think I'm Only Me.
Okay.
All right, let's try this out.
Yeah, it's something different.
Right. It's like mermaids with like handbags.
Yeah.
yeah, this is total Brief 2 vibes. Doing your chill wave.
Great chill wave. Getting some guitars.
Yeah. Ooh, going chugga chugga with it, bold. Let's see how it comes back. I would go back. I would not come back with a vocal. I would want it to come back with like beats. In general, I don't know what it is with dudes' voices. Lay off. I don't know why, but they just don't seem to sell as much. People get really hung up on it, and it can like unsell a track. So that was like generally kind of what I was, you know, the Brief 2 thing. But now, if you do like it, you're also talking to a guy who can like, I can just go and license Washed Out if I want to, right? So it's like you're also dealing with like, at the same time, prices are where they are, where I can like license Neon Indian or, you know, a known artist who does this stuff and puts out records. So it's like, how do you got to be on that level as well. Like, this is good, but then you're competing against guys who sell a lot of records in this genre already, right? So what I would say for something like this is the vibe was totally right.
Mm-hmm.
Just give it some more, give it a little more TLC, like, few more ups and downs, maybe things that just give it a little more movement, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as floaty, maybe a couple more changes.
Okay, I like your visual mermaids with handbags.
Yeah, you nailed the vibe though. There you go.
Okay. Any questions for him, Stefan? Can you hear me? Suddenly we can't hear you. All right. I think you're talking, but we can't hear you. Okay, so you nailed the vibe. And what I would suggest is if you want to redo that, send it to Gabe, and he'll have a listen. And
yeah, I'll totally listen to it.
All right? All right, sorry we lost you.
Can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
Good vibes. Talk to you soon.
All right. All right, Stefan. Thank you so much, my dear.
Where's the folder again? I lost the folder. Oh, no, wait, it is.
There it is.
Gabe McDonough's session. Okay.
Yes, exactly. All right. Very nice. Okay, so we're going to skip Paula. for now, and we're going to go to James Sklar. Welcome to you, James.
Thank you.
Now, hey, James. Where are you from? Midwest?
Originally from Milwaukee, somewhere fellow. Mm.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. So, but you came out here for this session from?
So I am, yeah, from Massachusetts, from the okay. first years. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a place
there. Okay.
My buddy owns a place in North Adams.
That's where I am, North Adams, yeah.
You know the Redwood? The
no.
Redwood just coming into town. It's a motor court my buddy owns.
Oh, okay. That's
he just cool. bought it. It was a den of iniquity, but he's turning it into that's, something else.
Okay. That's amazing. That's,
yep.
really, that's where our house in North Adams.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Right on, dude.
Wow, okay.
Excellent.
Pretty amazing.
All right, so James, this is your first session with us, so welcome
yes.
to you. This
Thank
is not James, but the artist that he represents.
Sure.
So you're pitching one of your artists, Alyssa Sequoia, who's
yes.
a new singer-songwriter.
Yes.
And Stefan, can you please make sure you've muted yourself, my dear? And that is a fantastic graphic. Well-designed Google chat hangout. Nicely done. All right. Okay, if you could just mute yourself, we'd be grateful. But if you have any questions throughout, just wave your hand and I'll get to you, all right? Okay, so James, Alyssa, new singer-songwriter, you're working on her second album, and she's presenting some of her material today for possible use in advertising, yes?
Yes.
All right, so what are we gonna hear first?
Well, I guess Feel the Softness would be a good way, to start.
Okay. I'm thinking laundry detergent.
See, we're all experts.
I don't know.
No, it's yeah, sure. So, okay, yeah, lyrically, totally. Feel the softness against me, totally right. Like
okay.
that type of a thing. It's very rare that you get, like, sexy ads. So maybe that could be for, like, it's, like, sexy, but, like, that type of thing. Just, I'm not saying it's the most sexy music ever or trying to put it in a box, but that type of slow thing, people just go, oh, that's a sexy vibe.
Too sexy for advertising? Or
no. Like, I mean, you could, like, feel the softness against me. Maybe it's, like, a new Underwire vibe. I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows? It could be like underwear. It could be fabric softener. It could be cotton. It could be, but there's a very specific thing though, like the sexy thing, which isn't that often that it comes up. So
what about the instrumental?
It's not. I don't think it would be as it stand out enough as an instrumental to kind of because there's. $200 stock libraries with things in that genre that you can just go to at a moment's notice. But yeah, that's cool. She's a good voice.
So laundry detergent, underwear, cottons, feel okay, thinking in those terms, possibly. What folder would this go into?
I have a what's it called? Sultry. What's it called? It's like a sultry, like.
Okay.
Sexy jams kind of folder.
Okay, excellent.
Sultry is the actual name, I believe.
All right, excellent. What would you like to play next?
So I think just to be with you, just based on its vibe and
okay.
advertising.
Sure. Okay, let's check it out.
E-harmony.
See, it's you can hit right away. You already the ads
yeah.
pop up. You're like, aha.
Hold on. Of me and let us always be two hearts intertwined. Come on, let's run away into another day and all in good time. We'll stay together. Come what may.
Nice little chord change.
Just to be with you makes my heart sing. I wanna give you everything.
Yeah, that's like very nice for if you get that brief of exactly what the song's saying. So it doesn't like have like you can't just like, oh yeah, it's a good up-tempo, cool new thing that I can whack on there, but it's like shit, type in your iTunes with you, you're like, you listen on here, oh, that could be, in general, and I'm speaking, there's no rules for this, like I said, there could be like an ad tomorrow that has like a big 4/4 kick and like everyone's loving life. In general, ads want to be up-tempo, rhythmic, have a build, positive lyrics, anthemic vibes, but there's individual things that come up all the time.
So, sultry folder for her too?
No, not at all. No, I would just put this in, I don't know where I would put this one. I might not even file and just have in my library just so I can type up with you if I ever need to and it comes up. Because this to me is more about the lyric versus the master, the production quality or the vibe of it.
We have a more up-tempo version of that song.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's good. I was going to say that, yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to hear that, too.
So what's going to happen is, after the session tonight, tomorrow I'm going to send him a folder of everything that he heard tonight. Anything extra you want to send him, feel free to get that to him directly. But I just want him to have everything he hears tonight in one place, not from 50 people. And then I would definitely get him the up-tempo song immediately, if not sooner. All right? So let's talk for a quick second about money, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
All right, so money and advertising. One thing I want to mention, at a recent session at the break, I was talking to one of our members who was, you know, getting really good feedback, and she says, I'd license this for nothing. And I said, that's nice that you're flexible on your pricing, but if you mention that in front of my guests or anyone, I will throw you out a window, okay? Because when you do that, you drive the market down so much that nobody's going to make any money. All right, and he's just mentioned it a couple of times. I can get that from a library for $200. How do you make a living doing that? So, in my opinion, when you're talking to an advertising or to anybody who wants to license your music, you know, listen to what is being offered. And sometimes the budget is very little, and sometimes it's zero. And sometimes you might decide that it's worthwhile to do because there's other consideration. But you have to get something. And in my view, and he will tell you his opinion, no matter what's offered, you should ask for more as a rule, because most of the time the answer is yes, and you do it politely, and you say, well, that's a very nice sum, thank you very much. Is that the limit of your budget? We've actually put in 400,000 hours and brought in a team of ukuleles and Czechoslovakian arrangers, and our fees, to do this were, and you just put it out there, You can always ask for more, and I know licensing has gotten extremely competitive, but don't do it for nothing, or I will be very angry with you. So let's talk for a minute about budgets.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's I always say I want a fair deal. I want the best deal, not the cheapest deal, right? And the best deal is not always the cheapest deal, because you're going to have to come, 9 times out of 10, you'll have to come back to an artist and maybe license it for another term. Maybe you want them to do some social media posts around it. Just who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want everybody walking away feeling like, this is a good deal. I'm happy with this. Both parties feel like they got a fair shake, rather than just being
taken advantage of.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That doesn't get people anywhere. But you know what? What I also say is, none of this money, no one of these deals is going to be life-changing for anyone, be it you or Kanye West. Sure, Kanye might get $500,000, but after all the songwriters are paid and he gets his cut, it's going to be a lot more than what you get, but to him it's just a drop in the bucket. It's the same. This is not like the days of like, I got a commercial, yay, I don't have to work anymore. It's just like a few thousand dollars, off you go.
Really? Even for the major national brand campaigns?
Yeah, like I might go, if somebody goes, ooh, we're really limited. We have a budget of, and this happens a lot, we have a budget of $5,000, let's say. We can't even afford to hire a composer, but we've got a little bit more than us just having to go to a stock music library.
Okay.
So what can we, a lot of times that's a guy like me gets that as a, like, shit, we're stuck. Can you help me? All I've got is $5,000. And that's when I tend to move to, like, people who are not on a major label or with a major publishing deal and just saying, hey, totally fine if you don't have anything. Here's the brief. Here's the money. If you want to submit anything, great. If not, no hard feelings.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a lot
of supply. So budgets have really come down.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's also, but even if they have $200,000 in their budget, barring anyone in this room writing a hit song tomorrow, it would be irresponsible of me to go, here's $200,000, because $200,000 is for a known artist.
Okay.
It scales given what level you're at. So, yeah.
Okay. Any questions on money? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just had a question because I was remembering an interview with Cheryl Crow, and this is before she became Cheryl Crow, and I remember reading that this is probably like 15 years ago, but she got a McDonald's jingle, and she said that it was enough money, like $20,000-$40,000, where she didn't have to work for an entire year. So, like, even a big company like McDonald's, is it paying that much anymore? Has it changed that much? Or?
No, that's true. That's like a decent sum of money. You can also make a lot of money from if there's a vocal on it. Most commercial, like, do you know that counts as SAG? Like, you're an actor, you count as an actor if you have a vocal on a commercial.
But do you have to have a SAG card?
No.
Okay, really?
No, and most of the ad agencies are signatories to the SAG commercials agreement.
Okay.
So you get a reuse payment every time your commercial runs, and that can add up to a lot.
Okay.
Like a lot more than even a license fee.
Yeah. The residuals
mm-hmm.
over time, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, what's it called? The SAG commercial? Most ad agencies are signatories to the SAG?
The SAG commercials agreement.
Commercials agreement.
And that commercial agreement is up for renegotiation, I think, this year.
Okay.
But that's another source of income. And they'll just say, and if anybody ever licenses your song, they always ask, is there a vocal? Where was it recorded? Was it recorded in the U.S.? Okay, we have to pay SAG on it, and they'll get your information, and you get paid
okay.
on that as well.
And so they don't have to be signatories to SAG. Okay, that's good. And the vocalists don't have to be.
No, it's called a Taft-Hartley.
Okay.
So that's just whatever the provision is in there where
okay.
you can be Taft-Hartleyed once,
okay.
and then if somebody comes back to you a second time, then you have to join SAG.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions about money? All right. Nice. All right. So let's go on to, we're going to take one more person before we take a quick break. Let's get to Annie, young Annie Still. All right. So Annie is let me introduce her. This is page 12.
Got it. Yeah.
Songwriter. She's come out with some tracks. She's just interested in getting your feedback on if they're ad friendly, usable in ads. Of course.
So I have been doing album mixes, and it's a crossover project, folk based.
Mm-hmm.
And I took Sarah Gavigan's class a couple years ago, and I identified about two of the songs that I thought were ad friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But we were using a lot of instruments I don't hear a lot on TV, like pedal steel and mandolin. So I took those two songs and I basically remixed them with other instruments that I perceived as perhaps more ad-friendly. And so what I brought today are those two remixes.
Cool.
Okay.
And the first one is called See Me Through, and number one, I have the alternate mix with no voice in, because I wanted to show like how it builds and not have the vocal
cool.
color in it.
Cool. Okay.
Okay. So See Me Through, vocal version.
Yeah, not vocal.
Not vocal.
Not vocal.
No vocal.
Okay. Alt mix, no box. Okay, here we go. I can already see by the title of this, or the metadata that just popped up, like, pizzicato, glockenspiel, like, you've got all that. So, you know where this would go in like, that's beautiful, that's great. That would go in like the Wes Anderson folder when people call me for like, you have any like Wes Anderson-y stuff? that seems like very much more film and TV to me, just because it's beautiful, well produced, but it doesn't just go like from zero to like explode into like that's a classic, even though it clearly does go. That's one where they go, does it go anywhere? What they mean by like where's the fireworks? Does it have fireworks? And that one doesn't, which is fine for a piece of music, but I don't think it's for advertising. It doesn't quite have like the thing where I could like put it on 30 seconds and it would be like, it's just a bed. That's what they say.
That's
like,
what they say.
So it doesn't have enough of a rise, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But again, it's great for film and TV. Like, I can just think about like movies and things happening.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful.
That's my 2 cents.
So,
any questions on that?
The vocal doesn't.
I'll listen to the vocal. Sure. Let's see what it is. Album mix, right?
Yeah.
Is it? It's actually kind of, I would take it as a vocal too, like,
okay.
you can think of all the instances somebody might need to hear something, like phone companies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Okay, wonderful. So what's next, Annie?
So is that ad-friendly or not ad-friendly? I'm a little confused.
Well, I don't know, it just depends what the ad is. Like,
we rebuilt that one with the Glockenspiel and the percussion, because we thought it sounded a little bit Christmassy.
Totally. Hallmark.
Yeah.
Totally. I need to hear from you. So something that's like heartfelt. Yeah, like a heartfelt, like a not quite a tearjerker, but...
So I was going to shop that around.
Shop it. Yeah, sure.
With
the vocal.
With the vocal.
Yeah, and then have the instrumental in case they need it.
And make sure those lyrics are in your metadata. I need to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like even rename it when you pitch it, just for the sake of pitching it.
Really, I need to hear from you.
I need to hear from you.
Okay.
Okay. But that's
seriously
important. You know, I mean, titles are important.
Because if I Googled here, like, or put in the metadata at least, not Google, but like if I'm in my iTunes, I type in the word here, H-E-A-R, your song wouldn't come up just because, like, I would never.
I'm not sure that I have that lyric in there. You might have heard.
I need to hear from you. Isn't that the lyric?
Yeah,
that's the hook. That's like the ad guy in me. That's the only thing I'm hearing. It's like, oh yeah, it's a song about I need to hear from you.
Okay.
Because that's something that happens in ads a lot. Hallmark ads the whole time. Dad's away.
Okay. I need to hear from you.
Need to hear from
you.
Well,
I was going to send the instrumental around to everyone.
Send the instrumental and the vocal. Sure.
Because it has that Christmassy vibe.
Yeah.
And I sort of hear a Christmassy thing happening.
Yeah, okay. And people like reconnect at Christmas.
So
Dad's overseas on Skype.
I'm just trying to figure out if it is ad-friendly or not ad-friendly. You're saying it's worth doing, worth trying, sending it around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Next song, Annie.
With the vocal, though. With the vocal.
With the vocal.
Like, it's a quirky, nice little thing. Yeah.
Okay. The next
good
one is called Wake Up Your Warm Heart.
Wake Up Your Warm Heart?
Yeah,
okay.
Heart.
Wake Up Your Warm Heart.
This builds, but it takes a while.
Let's see what a while is. Right.
Keep going, Gabe.
I'm gonna keep blasting. Is this the instrumental?
Yeah.
Is there a vocal version?
Yes, there is.
Listen to this. I worked on breakfast cereals for a long time, so I'm like, wake up, I need this. Okay, Vox, here we go. It's like it's beautifully produced, beautiful song. In general, I just feel like in general people want more energy.
I know, but can you just go to verse 3 where it builds?
Okay. Yes. But no other music supervisor would.
So how do I pitch it?
Just hold on a second.
Oh, look at this. What do they say? You're burying the lead. Cool. Good change. Yeah, that's so...
See, but I created a song with several different sections because I knew someone might want...
All right, Annie.
Totally.
Hold on a second. Okay. The question that you asked, how do I make sure you get to that bit? Number one, I would say put it in your metadata. Big build at 2 minutes and 10.
Sure, yeah.
How else are you going to know to get to it?
Yeah, that's or in when you pitch it in the title, even in the title. Like I always put brackets to even remind myself. Like I just put like an at symbol, like at whatever the timestamp is.
Okay, so when I put in the subject line, in the title.
I don't know, dude. Just imagine somebody opening it up in iTunes and not knowing that there's that thing. How would you communicate that to them?
You can put it either in the file name itself.
Yeah.
And or...
You didn't get to the snaps, Gabe.
Okay. I heard the snaps in there.
Okay.
I like the snaps in there.
But just to be clear, because this is important for everybody. Song title, Wake Up Your Warm Heart, parentheses, big build at 2 minutes and 10.
Seriously, like write in like in, do it all like in iTunes when you're there, you're looking at the title. Mm-hmm. Put like parentheses and then in bold. Build at da 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 da. Because then that's, you're like, oh, and then you, so then I know to just click through to there and go, oh.
Okay. So that's the alt mix, and then there's the album mix, but I assume this one is more friendly for TV.
No, that sounds good. Yeah, and that build at the end is really good. And in general, like, I feel like people want stuff more up tempo, but.
So does that make it more ad friendly, the build?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So that's a win for Annie, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a good tune. Both those are good songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
License it for an enormous fee soon?
Yes.
Good. All right. We will end on that note and
just need
take
your social insurance number.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a very quick break.
Anyway,
so we're back with Gabe. We've just gotten feedback on Annie Still's music, and we're going to zip on over now to, is Paula ready? Paula? All right. Are you with us, Miss Paula?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Excellent. So, Paula, where exactly on the East Coast are you? I forget.
Philadelphia.
How could I forget Philly? My goodness. Three.
And we'll be splitting time between LA and Philly.
Right. So, Miss Philly. All right. So, Paula Savastano is a publisher who's been doing really well. She's got a fairly new publishing company with over 600 tracks now.
Cool.
Just is putting down stakes in Los Angeles as well. So she is. She comes from the music business. She understands licensing. She's got some really, really cool artists, and has been getting a lot of great feedback from our sessions. What are we going to hear first from you, Paula?
I am going to play "I Am Your Density."
Okay.
I had it set up as the instrumental track, but I also provided the full track. I don't know if you'd rather hear. It's male vocals, so I'm thinking the instrumental
will
probably be better.
Sure, I don't know. I'll give a quick spin. I'll spin through them both. Let's see.
Okay. So I am your density.
Okay. Okay, so I that vocal wasn't to my taste, but and I think as a like yeah, it was cool. I like that's definitely to the brief that I was kind of describing, but it didn't. I don't know. To me, it didn't kind of jump into anything like left field enough. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha. I understand.
Yeah.
So you would want to make it like a bigger...
I don't know. It's just something that just like, that's, you know, just feels more unique to me. Like just something that just feels like just a little different. Just something that like that was totally competently performed and everything, but just something that just would make me go, wait, what the hell is that?
Okay.
Something like just some weirdness
but
to it.
But isn't it worth mentioning too that big advertisers, major brands, very conservative, middle America targeted, are a little wary of something that's too strange or too unique?
That's what they always want. They always want something that kind of catches your ear. So, it's
but
probably not like a growled death metal vocal, but
okay.
Like some. That's how the ukuleles became ubiquitous in advertising in the first place, in the glockenspiel, because they're like, oh, that's different. Like when that first happened, people were like, a ukulele? I haven't heard that in a while. And then everyone's like, damn, let's just get on the uke. But that's how that came in,
okay.
Right? Like, because it was like a quirky, different thing.
Something that catches your ear.
Yeah,
right.
So the lesson is not use more ukulele. It's do something that's maybe a little left to center.
Okay. Any questions on that, Paula?
No, that
all right.
Makes perfect sense.
And what's next from you?
The next track is Life's Supposed to Be Fun.
Okay.
I agree. I'm going to listen. Oh, sorry. I just jumped right into it. Sorry.
Sorry, I was just going to say, this isn't to a specific brief, but it's more of the minute I heard it, I thought of certain advertisers.
Right.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, cool. Yeah, totally. Put that in my quirky folder.
Okay.
Sure.
So
the only thing I would beware of, and not to overthink it, is that people like me, at the point where you've heard so many tracks and talked to so many people about this, like there's definitely like, if certain people in advertising, I would pitch a song like that to, and they would go, that sounds like it was written for an ad. They don't like that, right? So it's like you can get two. It's like, I don't know why I give advice at all on this stuff, because get lucky is probably the best advice at all. But yeah, so you, like people, they're like ad guys. They're like, well, that sounds too much like an ad. but I think that's I like the vocal and stuff like that. But don't add glockenspiels and ukes into your stuff. In 2015, it's probably. The sell-by date is maybe
passed.
There's probably still licenses to be had there, but as you look forward into the future, maybe put the ukes back on the wall and the glockenspiel. Maybe just
that's good to know. This was produced about 6 months ago.
Okay,
we just signed the artist.
No, but it's like the song and like the vibe and the vocal and
okay.
Like the rhythm. Yeah, yeah,
cool. Vibe, vocal.
I'm just saying as a
okay.
general rule.
Excellent. Any other questions, Paula?
I don't think so.
All right. Cool. Vibe, vocal, and rhythm, A+. Thank you very much, my dear.
Thanks,
all right.
Okay.
Stay with us if you can. All right.
I will until I fall asleep.
Okay. Well, come on.
You don't
on,
have
man.
To, Paula. You're allowed
what
to go to
it?
Sleep if you
it's
want.
It's only midnight there. Come on. It's the music business,
yeah.
Paula.
It's early. I got another
all right.
Hour.
All right. Okay, if you could mute yourself, unless you have a question, then just wave, all right?
Stay with us, but mute yourself. Jeez.
Well, it's because we get background noise.
I know.
I'm trying.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
So, all right. Katrina, welcome back, my dear. So you were with us for Mary Ramos
right.
a couple of months
Where's
ago.
Katrina
Stone is over
oh,
here.
Oh, hey, Katrina. How's it going?
Page 13. So songwriter, owner of Mayweather Music, very good, a music production house, and private venue in Burbank, California. I think we've talked about that, haven't we? Her, she's had a number of commercial placements for major brands, Samsung, Target, Wayfair, Hulu, Ben & Jerry's, and many more. And she's half of a successful songwriting team and folk duo called The Likes of Us. So they do 1940s influenced vocal styles, which is cool. There's the occasional use for that in advertising, I think. So
yes.
What are we going to hear first from you, Katrina?
Let me check it out. Let's see. Okay. Isn't this like how you always imagined your music being heard? A room full of people going like, do I like that? All right, here we go. It is. It's super fun. It's super pop, but I like it. I'm thinking of like the specific dude I would have to pitch this to would be like, "What is this shit?" But I like it.
Oh come on. Okay.
Yeah. No. It's like it's got like a good like you know like retro '80s kind of.
Is there some play for that in advertising?
If it's delivered by a cool band like M83 or something, people can swallow it. It's tough. Depends on which of the decision makers is listening. But that's cool. I'm into it.
Okay. We'll talk in a minute about the decision making process and how that works. Okay. Any questions on that, Katrina? Okay. And that goes into what, retro 80s folder?
I don't know what I would put that in. We'll just put it in that specific project folder, actually, for that thing that I was working on.
So this might fit one of your briefs?
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Wow, I didn't get that from this comment, so I'm glad I asked.
Yeah.
Okay. Brief number one. Yay. All right. What's next, Katrina?
For brief two, it's I Like It. And I think you and I have a kind of a different definition of like sexy fashion. So.
Well, let's check it out. Okay, let's see. Yeah, this is like the sneaky vibe, right?
Detective.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, yeah, sure.
Does that fit brief too?
Yeah, okay. Sure. Okay. It's that's like a little more playful than just that's totally on brief, but like the thing that is a little the brand is a little less playful than that. But yeah, I see where your head's at with that. That's a good way to like make it feel like a little bit like this, but it's actually up. And like the snaps and like the syncopated drum beat, that's all good, yeah.
If you needed a less playful version, what would you suggest?
I would just a different song. It's a good. I wouldn't turn this into.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. No, I like that. It's good. It would be a good one to have on hand.
So
good
those
option.
Will get pitched. Yay.
Cool.
Good for you, Katrina. Any questions?
I do have a question. Mm-hmm. When people give you flash drives with music on it, do you actually listen to it?
Rarely.
I
don't even erase it. I've got a horrifying like bowl of flash drives. They're not even erased. I don't even use flash drives myself. Do you? Unless you're putting music on it to give to other people. Yeah, no, so.
So how do you prefer to receive music? Via email?
Yeah, because this computer, for example, and my computer doesn't, they don't even have disk drives anymore. So yeah, emails like Dropbox, whatever. Stuff I can download. It's actually easier for me to just like click download and just get like the whole thing.
Okay.
Rather than.
So you don't like to stream first and then maybe download? You just download everything?
It's nice to actually have both options, okay. But what I don't like is, like, I love SoundCloud as a consumer, but, like, when people send me links on SoundCloud, mm-hmm. and I have to click each individual song to download it, I don't like that.
Okay.
Again, SoundCloud. It's not...
Do you prefer WAV files up front?
No.
No.
Start with
MP3s. MP3s, yeah. And then if I need it, I'll ask you for the WAV because they're just so huge.
Okay.
But again, all this stuff. I had somebody come up to me after one of these things. Dude was like hammered. He's like, you're such an asshole. All your life's so hard. You have to download WAVs and WAV through jump drives. I'm like, you know what, dude? You're right. Yeah, it's not. So these are not like big fucking problems in the world or complaints, but as a preference, yes, I would prefer an MP3.
But to be fair, once you've had to download 500 tracks a day, you know, you it these
get
things,
quite a callus.
Yeah. No, but you know, some of you are attending your session, your first NARP session, and we have very specific directions, which most of you follow, but not all of you. And I understand it's because some of you are new, and it's okay. The learning curve is steep, but. You know, people ask for music to be delivered in a certain way. It's for a certain reason. Some people ended up sending stuff to one of my other guys who actually couldn't make it today. So, you know, we couldn't get the music that was sent to him. It had to be sent to Spencer. But we prefer to have it in a central location so that any one of us can reach it if necessary, rather than to have it emailed to individuals. And so, you know, there's reasons why we request what we request. The same is true of Gabe and anyone like him. So it really is important to pay attention and to deliver the music in the way in which they've specified. And not everybody has the exact same preferences. So a good music publisher or a good person pitching, like this gal who is profiled in Variety, probably has a database of everybody's preference, what they like, how they like it, and what their favorite services are. And that tip he gave you about SoundCloud is really important, because I think one or two people here delivered tracks by WAV SoundCloud, and it's no big deal if it's one or two, but to have to download 20 tracks individually, it's just a pain, you know, when you're trying to race to meet the demands of your bosses and the brand directors and the creative directors. It's just, it's more complicated than it should be, right?
Exactly. Okay.
So, thank you, Katrina. Next up, we have Miss Allie Swan. So, welcome to you, Allie.
Hi, Allie.
All right, so Allie has just started a new songwriting duo with CT, her partner. So they're calling themselves CT Swan. She's on page 14 here.
Got it.
She's got a kind of a quirky indie pop duo going on here. Just gotten, what, about 10 songs together? All right.
Cool.
And very interested to hear your thoughts on whether this is ad-friendly or not. What are we going to hear first, my dear?
Let's go with I Am Iyer. I don't think the vocals will work, but you can listen.
Yeah, sure. Let me check it out.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. You're liar, liar, pants on fire. I see through you, I see through this game.
I like that little, is that like that little cello vibe in there? That's cool. Sorry. So, yeah, like, tune, totally legit tune. That, just that mood, that kind of yearning, emotional vibe is... Again, you hear me say it, shorthand, film and TV. Like, that's not a mood that many ads try to capture. It's a mm-hmm. mood that you try to communicate in film and TV a lot, but not a mood that... I like, like, but what I like was, like, the palm-muted guitar, that... Ding, 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 that was cool, and, like, the cello, like, I didn't expect to hear that. That was cool. I like those elements of it, yeah.
Okay, so perhaps not so... ready for advertising, but really on point for film and TV.
Yeah, I would say so, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Instrumental or vocal?
Either, I mean...
Either way.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I think either. It's just like, even without the vocal, that mood, that those chord changes, it seems like more of a romantic situation.
Okay. Excellent.
The other one would be
All right. Someone just took a photo of us.
Okay. I'll take it.
All right.
All right. Someday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Someday night, high school and gym.
Sorry, I'm just... Yeah, it's super legit tunes, just totally film and TV to me. Like, it seems like a montage on, like, an hour-long drama thing that I would watch. Like, it just, like, it's, there aren't, like, the real, like, simple, like, oh, I feel good, you know, that, just like a quick little takeaway kind of message. And the way the songs just kind of build, which is nice. It just, I need something, like, just, like, a bit more, like, immediate. In general. But nice tunes.
You should get this stuff to Andrea Von Forster, who does tons of TV. And you might want to consider coming to the Andy Gowan one in September. He's got tons of TV shows. But, you know, there are music supervisors who specialize in film and TV, you know, like...
Totally.
PJ Bloom, mm-hmm. Gary Calamar, those guys. You know, Lindsay Wolfington. Yeah, so I'll give you some names later. All right. All right, any questions, Allie?
No.
All right,
thanks.
So really nice stuff. Okay, so next up we have Will Ventress. Okay, so Will, page 16. So Will works with Lyric House, which I think is our poster child for the most placements by a yard or two. I think Jessica Cole, who's the founder of Lyric House, who's been coming to these sessions for 3 years now, has had literally over 50 placements. She is represented at almost all of these sessions and has a fantastic catalog of, what, over 120 artists now. They were originally based in Colorado, and last year she opened up a shop here in Los Angeles. Will, who is now representing Sync at the company, was in a band. He's here from Connecticut, and he knew how to run his band like a business, was able to earn a living generating income as an independent artist, which is tremendous. So he's written, co-produced, so he's really got the indie artist thing down, moved to Los Angeles to attend Musicians Institute, and then was snapped up by Jessica, that clever girl. All right. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to hear first from you, Will?
We've got I Feel All Right.
Okay.
Where's his stuff on here?
It might be under Jessica Cole.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. Oh, there you are, Will.
Yeah.
Cool.
Whoops. I think you just deleted it. No. Look under there. Yeah, you just put it in a
subfolder. Put it in a different folder. Brief one, up tempo. Which one? I Feel All Right?
I Feel All Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of thing that I would totally keep on file. This has, you know, you guys, obviously with this catalog, you know what you're doing, right? So this has got all the classic stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it goes, starts off with... Okay, so it's like a super dirty, not a clean, so it's like an analog-y guitar sound, right? Two bars of that. Big drums come in. Of course, I don't think the band, anyone in this room would go, of course it sounds like a bit like the White Stripes, a bit like the Black Keys. Right. And then the vocal, you're like, yeah, it's a male vocal, but it's kind of filtered, so you can't really hear what it's saying, and the filtering kind of takes the edges off it. I mean, that's, again, though, like that kind of a slow vibe, it's like, you know... That's not like a party anthem. That's like a very specific, like badass kind of thing.
jeans.
Which you need sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gritty truck commercial.
Yeah.
Totally, right? So it's that this is the lane that, like I said, it's like Black Keys, White Stripes, which nobody can afford, Hani El Khatib, you know, all those, there's, you know, there's like your go-to kind of guys who to do the badass guitar thing. So yeah, that totally fits in that zone.
Okay, so that fits Brief.
Yeah, but I actually don't need that kind of vibe for Brief One. But yeah, that fits the Brief, but that's not what I need.
Okay.
That's a very like the guitar thing. Like that evokes something very different.
So your car brand is classier or not working class or?
It's just a different
career.
It's not to do with the car brand.
Okay.
It's never about, very rarely about the brand. It's about like what's the commercial about?
Okay, good.
Right?
So
it's
you'll keep this in what folder?
In my rockers folder,
okay.
Probably.
Rockers. So it is appropriate for advertising, just not quite a fit for this. Briefing.
Yeah,
not
for that specific
rockers
one. But yeah.
Okay, good. Any questions on that, Will?
No, that's not.
All right. What's next?
Next, it's in the other folder.
Yep.
Brief two. We got Fat Rat.
I love the name.
He's a little bigger. He's kind of a DJ, you know, producer, and he's kind of he's really getting up there. He's getting millions of views on everything he posts, pretty much now.
Cool.
So he's definitely got more clout to him. But the sexier, more kind of towards the Brief One is the Monarch one. So
the Monarch. Okay.
So are we gonna hear Fat Rat or Monarch?
Here's the Monarch.
Okay.
So that bling. That's like a sample that Glass Animals use in a song that was just in the Apple
Gooey.
Spot. Gooey, right? Yeah, that's totally in the wheelhouse of what I, you know, of the type of stuff that I was, you know, that I've been pitching for that second Brief.
Okay.
Right. Sure. Totally.
Okay.
Yep.
Nailed it.
Awesome.
What a surprise, Will. Okay. Any questions?
No.
Okay.
Good.
Two things. Fat Rat getting all these views. We've heard past advertising music supervisors say that a brand...
I gotta listen to Fat Rat now because he's getting all the views. About.
Okay.
No, but I'm glad you told me that. You know, that stuff, I'm a big proponent of that. Like, musicians, 7 of the 10 most followed people on Twitter are musicians.
Mm-hmm.
95 of the 100 most viewed things ever on YouTube are music videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, it can make a huge difference. Like, it's like buying time on NBC or more, if those artists,
mm-hmm.
you know, mention your stuff. But it's crazy. You can't talk someone or like reason someone into using a piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
You just never can. I've never seen any, like, if you could reason people into using music, 99% of the music that you heard on commercials would be new country, because that's what most of the country listens to. So it makes sense that if you want to appeal to the most consumers and young consumers, which is statistically what new country music, new country's audience is statistically young, college age, and a little bit older people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's enormously popular. So if people listen to the data, they would use new country music.
Mm-hmm.
But you almost never hear it. Even though this data is available and people know this, it's because people can't, and this is why music is so powerful, people can't get over, no matter what, even if their job's at stake, they can't get over music that they personally do or don't like. So because a lot of decision makers are not into that kind of music, you won't see that music getting much play at all on commercials. And you can either look at that as like really frustrating or really heartening that people, like, if they like a song, they're going to use it whether it makes sense or not. So coming back to like the social media thing, you can try to, I do this all the time. I'm like, well, but this artist is just as good as this other one that you like, but look, you get all this boost from their huge, you know, they've got 300,000 YouTube followers. If they post your commercial on their YouTube channel, they're going to get
extra
a huge number of extra eyeballs. It's like doing a media buy. Yeah, but I just like this one better. You know, so it's tough to, you can't reason with people.
Okay, but it can be a factor.
Yeah, it can be.
Okay.
It should be.
Okay.
But that bodes well even if you don't have a gazillion Twitter followers.
Okay.
So that's the flip side of it is.
All right. Fat Rat. Love the name.
Love Fat Rat. There you
okay.
go.
Okay. Thanks, Will. Any questions?
Thanks.
Cool. No,
all right. I want to talk to you about something else afterwards. All right? Well done, Will. All right. Over to Mr. Nashville, Jody White. Page 17. Welcome to Los Angeles, my dear. So Jody is an artist manager. He manages his father, Tony Joe White, who is a storied and fabulous songwriter and performer, has had covers by Tina Turner, Elvis Presley, Dusty Springfield, Johnny Cash, fabulous, fabulous stuff. But he is also now, in addition to managing his father, managing some left-of-center electronic artists. One of his current clients, Tobacco, just landed the title track for HBO's Silicon Valley. So, busy guy, and we're glad to have you here, Jody. What are we going to hear first from you?
Let's go with Gangs in the Garden.
Yeah, I know this track, dude.
Oh, you already know?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this band.
Well, that's why I was like...
Let's do it, though. This is fucked. It's wicked. This is like crazy. It's just kind of weird, lo-fi. It's great.
Yeah.
Black Moth Super Rainbow. So, yeah, I don't know where I would pitch this, but I have been pitching actually this stuff for years, and Tobacco too.
Okay. Yeah, the other track is a Tobacco track.
Yeah,
but it's unreleased. And
let's
show.
Give me the yeah.
Rising.
Cool little change. Yeah, cool. I mean, I you know what? Maybe for this, the filtered vibe. Filtered and then, or lo-fi and then explodes into something up-tempo. Let's see. It's probably turns into something tougher than I wanted for that, but yeah. And a lot of you are probably like, that's fucked. How can that be the model for what I'm trying to do? But that's also just like the X factor. I don't know. It's tough for, I've never landed anything like that. I think that's like good music that I like to listen to because I'm a weird dude, but.
With good taste.
But at the same time, then I say that and then it's the theme song to Silicon Valley. And now I have people coming to me going, yeah, we need something kind of like Silicon Valley.
Yeah, well, he's got a boatload of that stuff. He owns both sides of it too.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Is great. Makes it.
So it's like it's never licensing friendly until it is.
Yeah. Okay.
right? You know, until somebody... Because here's the truth of the matter is, if I put like a commercial up, there's all kinds of different music that works totally well against it. But it just, all that matters is who's the decision maker.
So who's the would you call that up-tempo or would you call that mid-tempo?
That's up-tempo.
That's up-tempo.
I would call that up-tempo, but that's, you know, you know this catalog is like a little bit weird and it's like, you know, it's not like EDM. It's certain things. Like if you were working on like, it's people like to put like, if it's like a super high-tech thing, they like to sound something like that's almost, they call that like 8-bit vibe, like put something that's techy but not super slick against it to kind of balance out the, I don't know, it's a specific thing. I like both those artists though.
So he already knows Gangs in the Garden, which we zipped through. Do you want to give us one more?
Let's see.
We have Axe, Windshield Smasher, which sounds so cool to me. But
let's listen to Windshield Smasher. Let's see.
Yeah, that's...
Right? Stompers.
Being dangerous, though, that is.
But this is, like, already, it's like... It's got, like, a stomping beat. It's doing like a traditional rock thing, but it's having electronic element to it. Mm-hmm. It sounds weird. Like, that's crazy. It's wicked, but I don't know what I would do with it. Yeah. But I would keep it on hand just as, like, I have all kinds of, like, oddball, weirdo things.
An oddball holder.
Yeah, totally. But that's, like, I got a huge thing with that. I found that there's, like, this old 60s psychedelic group from Brazil called Os Mutantes. And they sing in Portuguese, and it's just crazy, and just has this crazy fuzz guitar, and they sing in Portuguese. And I put on a McDonald's commercial, and it was a huge thing. Who knew? So,
okay.
I like just anything that's, like, super unique like that. And then every now and then I'll just throw it against. Like, there's no lessons to be, like, everybody shouldn't go lo-fi analog synth, but maybe the thing to take is, like, if something's really unique, it catches your ear.
Good.
Yeah.
Nice, Jody. Thank you.
Cool.
Any questions?
No.
All right, I guess keep it coming. Okay, so...
Did you get the placement for Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
Did you pitch that?
Rudy, yes. Through Rudy Chong. It hit the ground running. We got lucky because they did this whole round of submissions for people to create something, which had they used one of those songs, it would have just been, you know, a flat buyout. But because they were licensing an existing track, it was on a per-episode basis. So, you know, each season it goes, he just, like... You
good
know,
for him.
He's like, we need to do more of this kind of stuff. I'm like,
yeah, duh.
You know,
yeah,
more
yeah.
Of you sitting at home and getting big checks in your mailbox? Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're
exactly.
Working on it. You're working.
Yeah, that's why I'm out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Jody. That's great
cool.
stuff. Okay, we're going to go now to Kelly Mack on page 6. Kelly, welcome to you, my dear.
Hey.
It's your first rodeo. Don't be afraid. All right. So I hope you're finding this useful. So Miss Kelly is a music producer and a composer, and she scores to picture, which is great. All right. Now, are you the Berkeley graduate? Was that? Yes, you're the Berkeley graduate. Fabulous. Very good school. And you've worked already with some major, major brands, McDonald's, Verizon, Clinique. Very good.
Have you worked as a composer through music houses on those, or how did you work with them?
Yeah, it was, I received the brief, and then I wrote to the pitcher.
Cool.
So,
awesome. Yeah. What music houses?
It was a few different ones. South Music, Massive Music.
Those are all, like, great. Those
yeah.
are great, like, music houses. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So, she's just writing and producing up a storm here. So what are we going to hear from you first, Kelly?
First will be Retrograde.
Okay.
Did you win any of those pitches? Did those go on air, any of the ones that you did?
Oh, yeah. All of the ones that I listed there were ones that I won.
Yeah. I would keep doing that. And I'll call you to freelance for us as well.
Yeah.
For real.
Awesome. Oh, this one's like an instrumental cue for Brief One.
Okay, which one is this, sorry?
Retrograde.
A great word.
That's okay, so clearly you've written Debrief before. That's exactly what I asked for. Not quite as like positive as I wanted. This is like more of like a colorful.
Yeah.
It's almost there. But I really like the way it built up, and then where is it? Where is it? Boom, there it is. That's cool.
Yeah,
it's not exactly the right thing, but all the constituent parts were there.
Can she do a few tweaks and make it perfect for you?
I'm not going to make you do revs. I'm not going to make you demo on it. But if you want to, yeah, sure. But I would, well, I don't know. Let me hear what else you might have something else existing.
Okay.
Let's hear what else you got.
What do you want to play next for us?
Yeah, you can play the New York Live.
Okay.
Okay. This is your ad game. Again, totally Debrief. The whoa-ohs are getting into, I just happen to know from working on this specific project with the creative director, is like he specifically called out like, that sounds like that fake indie arena whoa shit. So we can't do that on this one, but yeah, like, yeah. Pop radio loves that right now,
mm-hmm.
You know. So those specific things, not exactly hitting, but like exactly what I asked for.
Yeah.
But like, again, it's like, yeah. But that's exactly what you asked for. Well, do what I mean, not what I say.
Okay.
But again, it's like, yeah, there's only so much direction you can give. That used to drive me nuts when I was, you know, working inside the ad agency where, you know, I would be working with composers and they'd be like, well, just tell us what you want. I'm like, if I could, then I wouldn't need to hire you to make it. It's like, I'm giving you the direction and then hoping that like the lightning strikes in one of the tracks that you write. And
true.
Yeah.
So let's talk a minute about hiring Kelly and mm-hmm. people like her. Mm-hmm. You use a lot of freelancers.
Yep.
Do you have anyone in-house or is it all...
Yeah, we have like people that are regular kind of go-to people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So will Kelly be one of your go-to composers now?
She'll be. She can get in the mix.
Okay.
Yeah.
How does one get in the mix?
If you're a composer,
mm-hmm. As opposed
having
to
a body of work like this,
okay.
that you can go like, oh, she's won jobs for other companies. Yeah.
Okay.
Because this is a totally separate business, writing bespoke music.
Bespoke is custom.
Custom music, yeah. You know, where you know, an ad agency will call up three different music houses. They might call South Music, they might call Massive Music, they might call Music and Strategy, and say, all of you guys, here's a tiny little amount of money. We're looking for something like this brief. Come back with some tracks in 2 days for us. And then we go out to composers. All these companies go out to composers. Each of us hire three or four composers, get a bunch of tracks in, give them back to the... This is an entirely different business, so totally off track, but give them back to the ad agency, and the ad agency picks one, revises it, and goes. So one composer of, in the end, probably 25,
okay.
gets their track picked, and then it's a work for hire, and
okay.
they get paid a little chunk of change.
As opposed to licensing completed tracks.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So it's a totally different business model.
Okay.
So you give away your whole thing. It's
and
a work for hire.
Is it all work for hire all the time?
You not all the time, but usually,
okay.
yeah.
Any questions about that, Kelly?
No.
All right. Because we do have a number of composers here, so, I mean, you're hearing mostly songs, but it'd be great. Get on his list, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. Well, thank you very much, my dear. Okay, now we get to young Kara O'Neill, Miss Managerette from Miami. Welcome back, Kara. Kara's been getting great feedback. I think this is her third session, and every supervisor loves her stuff and wants it all.
Peach Kinks, did Josh Marcy work on this?
Maybe the earlier stuff, not the current stuff.
Okay.
We're working with Dan Heath now, Lawless.
That's right, yeah. I think Josh worked on one of the first things they did. Yep.
Okay, so very good. So you know one of her artists. So she's working with Super Frank, the James Brown manager,
yep.
Joss Stone. Got some really, really great artists there, page 7.
Yeah.
And the Peach Kinks have a new release coming out, but what would you like us to hear first, Kara?
Let's just hold on first.
Hold on.
Oh, Cinematic Orchestra. Do you work with Cinematic Orchestra?
Yeah, we have Patrick Watson and the Cinematic Orchestra. That song particularly gets synced.
Yeah, it gets all the time.
Like
yeah. Okay.
Like everyone in this room's heard it, they don't even realize it. It's
yeah.
Just maybe a choice. Noxious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we listening to?
Hold on.
For this, obviously, they get tons of fucking syncs already. Pardon
yeah.
my French. They get tons of syncs already. I need like a quicker, more fireworks
yeah.
than that.
Yeah.
But that seems like, has this been licensed for film and TV before?
Yeah, a lot of their catalog.
Yeah.
It's constant. But yeah. So
okay.
Is this fair to the rest of the people to be?
Yeah.
No, it's
that
fine.
Swagger genre.
Totally. Yeah. This total, exactly.
Yeah.
Swagger vibes. Yeah, this one I need more of a like, fireworks kind of situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the song fireworks, but like
what would you like to play next, Kara?
We can play Be Around.
Be Around.
Like the sexy, cool.
Okay, cool.
Brief 2, got it.
Like, listen to, like, just as a learning thing. Okay. That sound? What's that sound? Like, huh? That. Dang. Oh, it keeps starting over. What was that? Like, it's all these little, like, ear candy things going on. Right, like, badass. I didn't mean to skip ahead. Totally, yeah.
Okay, so she's nailed it for Brief 2?
Yeah, and I do like an instrumental of that, too.
Okay.
That's in there.
Okay, so you've already got the instrumental.
Cool.
Okay, a quick word on instrumentals. Always good to have.
Yeah.
Stems, I think everybody knows that, you know, so that they can break it down and beef up the parts that they like. So whenever you're in the studio and you've just finished a vocal, make sure you just do one more run through and take an instrumental. It's just so... It makes your songs twice as placeable,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So congratulations, Gabe. You're the first person ever who's gotten done early. I thank you for that. Which means, since we've got about a little less than half an hour, I think we can zip through one more track per person. Is that, can you handle that?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, good. Unless anybody has questions? No. Good. All right, we're going to start from the top. And just give us the name of the track. If there's a certain part you want him to hear, let him know. And we're going to do quick feedback for a flash round, okay? So let's start with Jimmy Deere. What's next for you, Jimmy?
Well, I wouldn't be ready for that.
Okay. Do you have a song we can have?
I was going to look up online because I
okay.
To
look something up.
Come back.
We'll come back to you. Yeah. All right. Aaliyah, what's next for you?
Try Savior.
Savior?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. I like the drum pattern in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's for in general for advertising. I wouldn't say it's particularly suited. And it's a little too for the other brief. But it's a cool song.
Good for film and TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
For listening to.
All right.
God forbid.
God forbid we should do that for pleasure. Okay, so you're a film and TV girl, at least with this material. Any questions? Excellent. Thank you. Michael Cole, what's next?
I don't think I have anything on brief, but maybe you'd like to hear some of my a cappella stuff.
Sure, man.
As well, I have Mad World.
Oh, Mad World, please.
Yeah,
if that's all right with you.
Yeah, sure. Let's hear. Reflecting the Mad World with the dissonance. Look at that. No, it's great. Yeah, it's a ringer, right? That's good.
Is that usable, do you think? Or not happy enough? Or?
I mean.
It's beautiful.
Sure. How long was that to get to the chorus? Like a 3-minute like pharmaceutical ad about like depression or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a mad world. It could end up in an ad. I don't know.
I thought maybe a trailer.
Yeah, dude.
Like that.
Yeah, that's that.
Cinematic
totally.
Okay.
Yeah,
stuff.
Totally.
EA Games.
Well, keep that in your
what's
cover.
That? Yeah, that's
they
dude.
They used that song.
Oh, they did already, right?
So.
Yeah, that's the thing with, like, video games. They all, because it happened once where somebody wrote, like, it really played against picture. It was, like, a shoot 'em up game, and somebody wrote. So now every video game has to have, like, a...
Honestly, you should send it to Jake Versluis over at Positions Music. He placed another song, It's a Wonderful World cover, similar to that, in an EA game, and it got massive.
Better yet, Michael, send it straight to Rafi Lima, okay?
Okay,
all right.
Cool. I don't have contacts.
We'll handle it. All right.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you, Michael. Well done. Keep it in your covers
folder.
Good
one. Yeah, totally.
Okay. By the way, Jake is great, too, and he's one of our members.
Beautiful.
Okay. So, and so is Rafi, of course. So, Kelly, what's next?
You can play Party Don't Stop.
Party Don't Stop. Kelly Mack. Sounds ad-friendly.
Start the weekend now on Friday, clubbing on Saturday, keep going Sunday. I say start the weekend now on Friday, clubbing on Saturday, keep going Sunday. Party don't stop, yeah, I said the party don't stop, whoa, yeah.
I mean, it's lots of like ear candy in there. Like sometimes it's woo, sometimes yay. Like really good detailed production. I'd keep that in like my like pop songs folder.
Okay.
For sure.
Good detailed production. All right. Any questions, Kelly? That's.
No.
All right. Pop songs. All right. Thank you, Kelly. Next up, Kiro. What's next from you?
We can play Happiest together.
Okay.
Vocal version. Yeah, I just, all this is perfect for like the number two, you know, it's.
Okay.
It's like got space. Yeah, this could work as an instrumental too, obviously. It's gonna. Especially too, it's like, you know, things that aren't and suddenly are. Like you're talking about, like the Silicon Valley theme, all of a sudden now that's a thing. Since True Detective, that's now a thing. Like the post Twin Peaks.
Yeah, they go from those vibes totally.
That's good. I should have all that stuff.
Okay.
Sure. That's so, off their unreleased record, so I'll
get that over to him.
I'll just sneak that over to you.
Well, Kara,
that upcoming?
Huh?
Is that upcoming?
That's coming up.
Yeah, good.
So
yeah.
Just trying to land a big sync for like the whole rollout. Okay, they're going to be on the forward, they're going to be on the radio.
Okay. Sure.
Good. You're nailing them left and right, Kara. Well done. Thank you. All right, Stefan in Atlanta, are you still with us, my dear? If he's not there, I will pick the next song. Okay, going once.
I'm here.
Oh, excellent. I'm here. Oh, I'm so glad. We have time. We have time for one more
guys,
song.
It's how late is it there?
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Dude.
All right, what would you like to hear? Have us hear next.
I go to Day in the Life.
Day in the Life. Okay.
I'm feeling good, I'm feeling alright. But people so ahead, every day, all night. Got the bottles in the air, in the fears on ice. In the sunshine, it's a day in the light. I'll show you how to live life. It's just a day in the light, right? My crew is thorough, pure as a pearl, relaxed. Cause we live in a beautiful world. Tennis shoes and tennis skirts. All the minuscules, they just want to flirt, try a nerf. Lurk in the stupid block and hit low speeds. Play the Beatles, love is all we need. My people, the people living dreams. I'm feeling good, I'm feeling alright.
Yeah, that's like super. The film and TV that makes me think of, just because it's like it just kind of it cruises.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really go like whoosh.
Okay. All right. Does that make sense, my dear?
It does.
Okay. Any questions? Do you have any questions for this? We can't really.
I don't.
Okay. Good. So film and TV, but you nailed the vibe, I think, with the second one. I'm only me. Very good.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna make sure we're gonna make sure Gabe gets all of this music, but you're welcome to forward him more. Okay?
All right, we'll do.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Stefan. Have a good night in Atlanta. All right, back over to Philadelphia. Paula, what's next from you, my dear? You still up? There you are.
I am still awake. Yep.
What's next?
Have you played Colors?
Okay.
Cali Color?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
I don't know. I think that's like that theme of like colors is like, yeah, that's just like one that comes up.
Right.
It's inherently bright, colorful, and positive. That's like a borderline like happy hardcore tempo, but I don't know. It's, it didn't feel too, with that vocal on top, it didn't feel too weirdly. It didn't feel, felt more pop than clubby. So I don't know. I would keep that around.
So this,
sure.
This works?
Yeah, I mean, I'd keep it in the mix, sure.
Okay, what folder would that go into?
Pop.
Pop. Any questions, Paula?
No, that's kind of what I thought, which is why it was third on my list.
Excellent.
Right on.
Well spotted, Paula. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. I think I'm going to log off soon.
Yeah, okay. Feel free, Paula.
We don't blame you.
Jeez.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good luck
and
tomorrow.
For those of you guys on the Google chat, if you could mute yourselves, it's great. We appreciate it. All right. Darian, what's next?
I have a song on the flash drive, but
Okay. What do you want, the flash drive song?
You can just plug it in here and I can play it off here.
All right. And what's the name of the third song?
We could do the silent treatment one.
The silent treatment? Okay.
Yeah.
The young Darian Scoggins. Just make sure this works. We'll go in. All right. And then. Good night, Paula.
Wow. Is this yours?
Mm-hmm. A narrow track?
Silent treatment?
Mm-hmm.
Is it there?
Oh, we could just play this one.
This, which one?
Apple II.
Apple II, okay.
Apple II, all right.
You know, that to me, that actually, it doesn't feel super addy to me, but if it could have it, like a home somewhere in like trailer or like a film and TV thing. But what I would say is that I would just like go back on like the piano part and just like get looser with it, because it feels like a bit like on top of the beat, probably playing to a click. Would even like take the click off and just like play that melodic figure, and even if it's not the same, it like ding, 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 ding. Just like wherever you feel, make it a little more irregular, just so it just feels a little more. And like look at those sounds too, anything that sounds too canned, like some of the string sounds sound good, some of them feel like a little like synthy, so maybe go back and like look at replacing those or EQing them differently or something like that, just to make it feel more real, more organic. But yeah, that's like a cool like emotional thing. I don't know if there's like an ad that I would have for it, but it's cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
What folder would that go into?
Emotional builders.
Okay, excellent. Any questions, Darian?
No.
Okay, good. I wasn't expecting that from you. So before we give him his thumb drive back, Spencer, let's make sure we drag and drop that. Not this instant, but I want to make sure.
I think we have that one already, Apple II,
right?
Do
we have it?
Yeah, it's on the computer already.
Great. All right. Very nice. Thank you, Darian. James, what's next from you?
I'm thinking Warm Day. It's kind of ethereal and a little jazzy. I don't know if it's really brief, but.
Let's check it out.
Warm Day.
Okay,
like today.
Yes.
Wearing the right footwear. And so am I. Oh.
I mean, it's totally super vibey and everything. I don't, you know, probably not for advertising, but like, just like the recording, like you can hear like the snare rattling and like, just like a vibey good recording.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't.
Film, TV, not so much advertising.
Yeah, it's just a very specific, slow, like languid.
Okay. Languid folder. All right. Any questions, James?
No.
Very nice. Thank you so much. Annie, what's next?
I don't want to play anything else, but if I could use just a little time to ask a few questions.
Sure. All right.
So I'm a little confused. So for some people are submitting to you, you know, fully rendered ads, like 30 or 60 second ads. So my
songs. You mean
songs,
music spots.
Music spots, yeah.
Right.
So I have my instrumentals or my few advertising-friendly songs that I've remixed, and I'm pitching those. But I can easily cut them up and put together mock-up ads, 60-second ones, to highlight the builds or highlight the lyrics that I think are ad-friendly.
I think if you... people, no, I mean, it's more standard to submit, like, a whole song.
Okay.
But like I said, if you put, like, parentheses in the brackets,
okay.
Or if you put the brackets
if
in parentheses.
If I explain, like, where the good stuff is.
Yeah, but put it right in parentheses in the title, because nobody's going to, like, go into their iTunes folder to listen to the song from the person they don't know and then refer back to the email for the notes. That's never going to happen.
Okay. So
ever.
Build at.
Exactly.
Okay.
Just like.
And again, make it part of the file name.
If the file name gets pretty long, is that a problem or not so much?
Just imagine you're me and you click it on it in iTunes. You're like, okay, I got 100 songs to go through. This one's called See Me Through. And it's got build at 35 seconds, so then, you know, I can see that in my iTunes some way.
Okay.
The best way is the title.
Okay, so every ad does have a build, though? I mean...
No. Some ads don't have any music. But in general, like, people like to, like, create some...
I know it's a thing, but...
Totally.
It's not every ad, though. There's some ads with music that don't have builds. Mm-hmm.
We're talking in generalities here.
I
mean,
I know, that's
yeah.
why it's a little hard trying to figure out.
It is
like,
hard.
Am I, you know,
I mean, like, that's what I'm saying is, like,
my,
no, we all are to be in the music business.
And then I have one other really specific.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying is, like, don't, I wouldn't chase. There's only so much chasing you can do.
Yeah, agree.
So I can give you some generalities, but then some of it's just, like, make a song and then. If it happens to have some elements,
and I think for usability, episodic television is going to be your best bet for the most uses, because episodic television,
yeah.
Tons of episodes, not all television, but much television has at least 4, 5, 10, you know, some music heavy shows will have up to 20, 25
mm-hmm.
tracks per episode.
Right.
You got a much better shot at getting something into a show like that than an ad brand campaign where they're using much less music.
It's just like in general, like the like working with 30 seconds of film, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's usually you're telling a story with a punchline. Mm-hmm. And so you want to accent the punchline, so you want to build up to the punchline in general. Or even if it's not a joke, it's the reveal or it's the end message, the logo.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to build up to that. And then in the build up to that, it's 30 seconds, so you're not just going to stay on one shot for 30 seconds in general. You're going to be like, here we are here, here we are here, here we are here. Now we're at the product, and it's a lot in 30 seconds, right? A lot of different cuts. And every time a cut happens, they like to do those cuts on a change in the music, if possible.
Right.
Right? Because then that accents the change more. So that's why it's having things that build up and change is, like,
mm-hmm.
really
yeah.
helpful.
Last question, Annie.
Okay. So if you hear a vocal line that you think is useful, like
mm-hmm.
say you were working
yeah.
on a Hallmark Christmas ad
yeah.
and you heard, I still need to hear from you, and you
yeah.
heard bells
yeah.
and Glockensville, and you thought, oh, this could be good for my pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a song, it's a full
yeah.
song. Would you, and you wanted to pitch that to your client,
yeah.
would you do the editing yourself?
If we had, yeah, yeah.
If
we
you
had,
asked me for the stems and then you guys
yeah,
had
exactly,
it the way
exactly.
Want?
exactly.
Okay. All right.
How much is that happening?
Annie, that was your last question.
Oh.
All right. So
it's relatively common. It's not tough to chop something up, though. With GarageBand, it's easy. It's like we just go in and go.
Yeah,
and then if we need something else, I'm never shy about asking people for. Generally, if you just have an instrumental available, that's cool to start with.
Yeah. Instrumentals and stems when you have them.
Yeah, like stems, not that. Stems, they're basically like, we're licensing your track. We have the stems. So you don't need to have the have those ready in case you need them, but instrumental is usually good if you have that like right on hand.
Excellent. Thank you, Miss Annie. All right. So, Katrina, what's next from you?
Trees for Forests.
Okay.
It's like I like the whole like slow motion disco thing and the side chain thing. It's cool. Yeah, no, that's cool.
Workable for ads?
Like that would be if somebody said we want something like Drive, you know, and then I would grab that.
Okay.
I don't know. Let's try to think of an ad. What's an ad you've seen lately? Is anyone who watches TV still? Anyone?
They go like.
Yeah, sure. Good point, right? Or Cosmopolitan Hotel, or like Victoria's Secret, or yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
So if I kind of chopped it up into 45 seconds, how to move faster, is that useful, or would you want like this?
I wouldn't want you to chop it up.
Okay.
Because it's just like it's that song. The whole thing with that song is that it's just like a cruiser.
Okay.
If there are other changes that happen in there, you know. I don't know. If there is like a cool 30-second edit of it, sure. Yeah, I'd check it out. But don't, in general, people don't want to hear like the 30-second edits of things. Because if you pitch something like that, then the creative team's like, well, is this not a real band? What did some music house do this? What's the deal?
Yeah.
You know, like they want to see that it's like a real thing. But yeah, I don't know. I'd be curious to hear what you did to that if you chopped it into
so
like a 30.
So that goes into the cruiser folder? What folder?
I put that in like cool electronic,
cool.
Minimal electronic or something.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, Katrina. All right. So Allie, what's next?
Do you? What's a jam? What's another jam of yours? What's another good one that I should hear?
You can hear.
Just
We Were Young, but it's the vocals are rough. Like the ink wasn't dry, so I imagine you need to go back.
Okay.
Okay. Well, if you, I can. I'm happy to listen to it or not. Should
yeah,
I listen
go
to
ahead
it?
And, like skip through like the first like 20 seconds.
We Were Young.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying. It's freezing up. It literally is. Okay.
Yeah.
nice songs, just total, like, yeah, montage scenes and stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, montage scenes, film and TV. All right. Thank you, Allie. Next up, Gail. I don't know if this, Gail's gone. All right. I'm going to make a pick here. Lemonade. Gail Veray.
Okay, let's see. Which
I think is a super upbeat song.
I'll be so broke, you won't believe. Can't get a dollar out of me. And as far as I can see, I'm losing control, not a fantasy. No, I just can't get relief. I've been shot down by the life force. Not every way I try to rise, but I can't succeed. Can anybody find a cure for me? You can be bitter, bitter, bitter.
It is. My buddy just did a commercial for McDonald's for their lemonade. That would be good for that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's a, a nice pop song, but there's nothing that's particularly standout about it.
Okay.
In a world of many nice pop songs.
Okay. Okay.
It was nice.
We'll take it, though. All right, so pop song folder.
Sure.
All right, thank you. Will, what's next?
If you go on the first folder there for the first brief, one of the score songs. The score has been just got signed to Republic Records, so they're kind of blowing up out of our catalog.
And what's the name of it?
You can play any of the score songs.
Living Right? That's one?
Yeah.
Either of
okay.
them? Okay.
Yeah,
gotta be Living Right. I mean, I'm sure that contributed to their getting signed.
Okay.
They're all about those anthemic.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, sure. They can, like, pop anthems. Sure.
Okay. Works for you?
Yeah, I mean, if there's, like, something that needs, like, a big pop anthem, yeah,
okay.
For sure.
Good. Thank you, Will. Jody, what's next from you?
What's in the folder there?
I think we listened to everything. There was one. I think there was.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of know.
We have Avenue by, or Ave by Tony Joe.
That one wouldn't really be, I don't think, relevant. there were five songs in there.
Okay.
Jody White.
Play three. Don't play Axe. Play. There should be one.
There's
one.
Axe. There's Gangs in the Garden. Hairspray Heart Rising and Windshield Smash.
But you, I mean, you kind of already know what Tobacco Sound
yeah,
well, is about.
Let's
but,
Hairspray
into
Heart.
It. Like that's great because it's fun. Like it's sorry, I keep cursing. I apologize, but like you're just like what is that? Like the sample's all crappy and the guitar is like it's awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that comes on, you're, like, dropping Twitter and going, like, what?
Yeah.
Like, is this, do I hate this? Do I love this? What the hell is this?
And that's, yeah, great.
So this was Hairspray Heart?
Yes.
Is that the artist or the...
That was the title. So.
And who's the artist?
Black Moth Super
tobacco,
Rainbow.
But
okay.
He's
the same as the, yeah.
Okay. That is cool. Thank you. License that immediately.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, that's like a good, that it's those type of, like, it's like, I don't know how to brief people to, like, just do something weird like that, but, or it's not even like that. It's like, do something that sounds nothing like that, but is it as, has equal parts catchy and weird. I mean, that's,
right.
You know, I don't know, but that's solid gold. When I put that on stuff, people are like, what is that? Oh, that's so cool. I've never heard anything like that.
Right.
That's the vibe.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you very much, my dear. Okay. Kenny, are you still with us in London? I kind of think not. All right.
God.
So,
breakfast time, Kenny?
I'm right here.
Oh, Kenny.
You are?
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Are you raving? Oh, you got up early. That was the vibe.
Okay.
Kenny, geez, sorry.
We can't see you, Kenny, but that's all right. All right, so Kenny, should we play I'm Breathless or what's... Okay, I'm Breathless. Unbelievable.
I'm not staying that late.
Okay.
All right, I'm Breathless. Here we go, Kenny. I wanted the chorus to be like huger, but no, that's cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that possibly usable?
Not. I mean, it didn't jump out at me as like a key kind of thing, but it's a good tune.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions, Kenny?
Not really.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Kenny. We have come. Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah, I can play 20 seconds of the track.
Okay.
Sure. Here, you can just plug into this thing.
Yeah.
Jimmy, another thing I like about you is you have a library card.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like that. What's the song, Jimmy?
It's the rock track.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I would. I like the tones and everything.
Yeah, that's more what I'm asking.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah,
just
totally.
The vibe,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely.
You like the vibe? Is that usable?
I would like not that specific thing, but like in general, like real analog sounding.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna do rock stuff, that's like a good thing to do.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much. That's our final person,
awesome.
Last round. My closing question is, what can the people here do to better market their music to people like you?
It's the same thing I said at the top. It's like do all that usual artist stuff, and then people like us take notice because then we're already fans of the band. Bands that are like getting buzz and
mm-hmm.
things like that, you just you come across that organically, and that seems to,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not somebody pitching it to you. You become kind of a fan of it on your own.
Okay.
But if you're going to have people pitch it, it's get hooked up with somebody, some larger aggregator of material, because I don't have time to go to, nobody has time to go to 100 individual people to get 100 individual tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So we tend to go, who's got a big catalog of artists and stuff that they represent?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go there, and then they can, you know, some entity that represents all of you then can, so traditionally a publisher would do that, or there are independent pitching agencies that you
mm-hmm.
can try to hook up with.
What are some of your favorites?
Zinc's a big one,
mm-hmm.
Bank Robber, Ghost Town, Terror Bird, and they all just specialize in different types of music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the...
Bank Robber, Zinc. Okay, I hadn't heard of Ghost Town. Good.
Yeah.
Now, for purposes of people here who are going to remain in touch
mm-hmm.
with you, and thank you very much for that,
yeah.
You'd certainly consider music that comes from an individual. You just wouldn't necessarily send a search out to individuals. Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's up to you guys to keep it coming. Every month or so, or when you have a ringer or something great, keep sending it to him. That's all right with you.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah, sure.
Good. Don't expect an enormous response. I think keeping emails short, polite, to the point. Subject line, we met at the NARAP session. Just a quick reminder, you loved my Mad World cover. I'm the guy
yeah.
who does the a cappella arrangements. One or two sentences
mm-hmm.
to help him remember you. Make sure you all have a good digital signature. Many of you don't. It drives me crazy. Your name, your website, your email, your phone number, that's all in a little chunk of text at the bottom of your email so people can call you or email you or Skype you, especially you, Kenny, because you're international. Make sure you have a Skype in your digital signature, okay? Phone number two, all right? Any final words?
No. Thank you so much for sharing your music with me.
All right.
It's awesome. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to do it.
Big round of applause for Gabe. All right.
Thank you for listening. Join NARAP now and come to an event near you. NARAP. Get connected. Stay connected.